talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but once you go in there, you will see things you cannot unsee.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I mean, if they start smelling money in the water, they're going to start coming out of the woodwork.
I don't know what those are.
Anyway, it's going to be solid Christmas music tonight.
You're an idiot asshole!
What about our Jewish fans out there? They're out there. We know you're out there. And we love you. And we love Canners. Go to Canners every night. My favorite restaurant, even though they raise the prices.
What a waste of testicles you are. And now...
This song is for Psycho Mike.
I want to make love to you and your bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Our feature presentation.
I was wondering why Mike gets so much gay attention, and then I realized, A, he works out all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. B, he dresses like Pete Wentz. Exhibit right. A, today. Look at today. He right. is in Fallout Boy today.
Yes. Looks like he should and be carrying Bronx around or Sparrow, whatever the hell.
Right. And C, he loves it.
Mike loves any attention. Doesn't matter gay, straight, criminal, you know, any attention is good attention for Psycho Mike.
Yeah, maybe so.
So he'll take it.
All right. Your telephone calls are coming up next for the Wednesday edition of Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. If you're the type of person who has been always wanting to call and never have, today's a good day to do that because we got a couple of lines open. 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. You get a prize. You know, one of the great things about YouTube is now I don't just have to watch news in my own town. I can watch news from all over the country.
Oh, sweet
oh my
Jesus.
God.
Oh, my God.
And here's a great story that came up last night on the news in Oklahoma City about a woman who was drunk and stole an ambulance. And there are two things I love about this story. One is, if we make it this far into the report, we'll actually get to hear an interview with the woman describing why she stole the ambulance and what it was like. But listen to the reporter in Oklahoma, who I think may be on crack. She's so excited.
Matt and Chow Chow, I'll be honest, I've never seen anything like this before. Police tell us the woman stole the more than $120,000 emergency vehicle, took it on a 50-mile joyride, and then it ended right here in this yard. You can't see him very well, but there are...
Have you noticed that she hasn't taken a breath yet? She is so excited about this story.
Well, where
tire tracks in this yard.
What's that?
Where is this happening?
Oklahoma.
Well, there you go. That's why she's so excited, because this is the hottest thing that's ever happened in Oklahoma since they blew up that federal building.
Told she was looking for an ex-boyfriend. Now, here's what happened. Police say she was arrested earlier in the night in Shawnee for suspicion of DUI and for a hit and run. Okay, so they took her to the hospital to be checked out and get some blood work. We're told by police that...
She sounds like a kid in line for Twilight, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's on the news.
I don't
that
think...
when the nurse turned their back... They say that she went out and hopped into the emergency vehicle. That's when she took off. Now, OHP troopers saw her on I-40 here in Del City. They followed her to this residence, and she was inside the ambulance when they got to her. Now, we talked to her. She talked to us, and she admitted to all of it.
Okay. So let's compare her.
I'm gone.
Let's compare her. I know, right? It's tough. Listen to how excited she is. She's just the reporter on the story. Now we're going to hear from the wild child, the one who's actually doing something, who has a reason to be excited, who's on an alcohol-fueled high, who just stole an ambulance and took police on a 50-mile chase. Let's hear the difference in energy, shall we?
I had the ambulance, and I had a pretty good time driving it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your exclusive interview with the woman who stole the ambulance.
Thank God. I think we waded through that first woman to get to that.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
I had a pretty good time.
That's alcohol. That's the magic of alcohol.
And you can tell she had no attorney on the premises, because I think they may have advised perhaps doing an interview immediately after stealing an ambulance and admitting it on camera. I don't know. That just may not be setting you up for the best defense in court. That's
true
all
that.
Saying.
Alcohol is just a magical fairy that just taps you on the head with a wand and makes everything wonderful.
When I think back on
Bean has never been tapped with that wand.
No, it's
I was
true.
Thinking back on my drinking days, and there's been a lot of bad, but there were so many fun experiences that Bean will never understand.
Oh, I can't wait to start drinking later today.
Are you, most years when we get ready to leave for the holidays, you don't wait until the end of the show either, because, you know, why wait, right?
Well, exactly. I have to, because I'm doing the Adam Carolla event this evening.
Oh, the podcast. That's
So I have to manage to get myself down to Orange County somehow. So it's going to be, I need a little more sobriety than usual on a closeout day.
Ralph drinking shows are the best.
For me, too.
Personally. They are awesome.
You need something to get through it.
From what I've heard of them, they're also very entertaining for me.
1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, what to do, nephew. Hit it, Magic Fairy.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
I bought my copy of Inglourious Basterds on DVD yesterday. I can't wait to see that movie again. And that's what you get for being on the air with us here today. Of course, from director Quentin Tarantino. Got nominated for a bunch of Golden Globes yesterday, right, Ralph?
It did, yeah.
Including Best Picture, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Best Drama.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
It is available everywhere on Blu-ray, High Def, and DVD today. Why don't we start with, let's start with DeJuan. What the hell? He's on line 3 calling the Kevin and Bean Show up bright and early today. Hey, DeJuan.
Good morning, Kevin Zine. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dwan.
How's it going?
Good.
Great. How's it going with you?
Yeah, I watched part of the Laker game yesterday, and I'm glad they won.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chicago Bulls.
Go
That's
Lakers.
What they do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about that.
Good. What part did you watch? What part of the game did you watch?
The beginning, the first quarter.
Yeah.
Before I fall asleep.
Fell asleep, huh?
Wait.
Dwight, the Laker fan.
If you fell asleep after the first quarter, why were you calling me at, 11:30, 12 midnight?
Really woke up again.
Let you know the Lakers won.
Oh, okay.
I just checked on my cell phone that they won.
That's a great service that you provide, Dwan, calling people up to let people know Lakers won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way for Mike to have gotten that information.
So, I texted my friend Laura about that.
Good.
They won.
Right. You're doing good work.
Hey, Dwan. Follow.
Yeah. That's
right,
it.
Go ahead.
Okay, you go ahead.
You go ahead, he said. Bean.
Kobe was playing with a broken finger last night, right? And apparently was still dominating, and they were chanting MVP, which you don't, often see at an away game. But the Chicago fans were chanting MVP for Kobe. Did you see that part?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
All right, Dwan. Thank you so much for calling, and we probably won't talk to you again, so I want to wish you a very happy holiday season, okay?
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
He happy sounds New dejected. Year.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
happy, let's get right to Happy New Year. Okay, thanks, Dwan. Bye-bye now. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
Is that going away for good?
Yeah, I know. It's a couple of weeks.
I won't talk to him for a couple of weeks. Mike, you get every time the Lakers play, you get the update phone call.
Every time the Lakers play? Are you kidding me? Every time there's any television show on at all.
Let's try Ruben calling on line 5 on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Yesterday was the day they announced who's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's on Ruben's mind today. Hey, Ruben, what it do?
Hey, what it do? How you doing, everybody?
Hey, Ruben, what it do?
I'm really happy that Genesis just got inducted to the Hall of Fame, but I don't know if Psycho Mike is really excited about ABBA being inducted to the Hall of Fame, you know.
If he's not, I am. I love me some ABBA.
I don't know. Look, that's walking a fine... I mean... I have a broader definition of rock music than many people do, but I can't think of a scenario where ABBA falls into that category.
How do you?
I'm with you on that one. I don't understand how they made it the cut. But
I was actually really geeked that the Stooges are getting inducted.
Yeah,
sure,
but whatever. ABBA.
But ABBA. I'm gonna have to pass.
Take a chance on me. Take a chance.
Ralph and Bean, fill me in. I'm right when I say they have ridiculous record sales, right? Like, off the charts.
Best-selling group in the history worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think Ralph's right about that. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Usually they don't care about sales for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, evidence the Stooges. But I'm sorry. Instead of Kiss? ABBA, Ralph? ABBA gets in instead of Kiss?
Well, I think... They are considered more influential, I think, at least in terms of pop music, than ABBA was, far-reaching in terms of their influence on other artists.
Yeah.
Look, I think they should be in, too.
Yeah, I do. I definitely...
I think the Monkees should be in. What do I know?
Now, if they're inducting Genesis, are Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins all going to be there? Is it like the whole conglomerate of Genesis?
I would hope so, because I have no idea. I just saw that Genesis was being inducted, so I... hope Phil Collins and all them are involved, but, you know.
Yeah, it's all in their incarnations. Well, because, you know, Collins was there when Gabriel was there, too, so it all works out.
Right. All right.
Right. Jimmy Cliff, by the way.
I just hope Abbott doesn't show up in spandex to the inductees.
Hey, it's going to be quite an event if they show up at all. You know how private they are. They very rarely are ever seen together. All right. So Abba, Stooges, Jimmy Cliff, Genesis, and Hollies are the five that go in as musicians this time in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, dude. Thank you very much for the call. And let's do one more. How about Diego? Diego is on line 4 calling the Kevin and Bean Show, and then we'll tell you about the action-packed program we have planned for you today. Hi, Diego.
What it do, Kevin and Bean? What it do, Lisa Lang?
What it do?
Calling because I've been with my girlfriend for about 3 years, and now it's coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge stoner. I have my medical card, all that good stuff.
Good.
And for my Christmas present, she actually got her card as well.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, the girl has never smoked, and she's still not willing to try it. What can I do to get her to smoke?
Dose her food.
Yeah, that works great.
Dose her food with marijuana. Get her stoned.
Lisa knows about that.
Unbeknownst
to
her.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Actually, she has eaten a brownie or two. Nothing's really ever taken effect. I mean, you know, those things really don't work for me either.
Load it up.
Really?
Hey, yeah. Pusherman. First of all, how did she get her medical marijuana card?
Well, we both have horrible back problems, and then what happens is actually if some places it's like buy a gram, get a gram free, random things like that. So I decided to use her to get those deals too.
Where are you going? The 99-cent pot store?
Yeah, it's hilarious. They have buy a gram, get a joint free, just random things like that. You know, just to get you to go to the stores
collector glasses.
I have a question. If your girlfriend seems to be so cool with you smoking all you want, and you guys get along, why do you care if she smokes or not?
Oh no, well, really, it's just just to say she's tried it. Really, you know, every time somebody meets us, they're like, you guys work so well together. Yet she's never tried it, and I'm like a huge pothead.
I bet she never gets a word in edgewise. What do you guys think? I think you should be dating the reporter in Oklahoma. That's my guess. I would say if she doesn't want to do it, don't make her do it. That's what I would say.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, dude. Thank you very much for the call as well. All right. Today is Wednesday. Big show today.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
The show's coming up, everyone. From show business on the show today. Granola bar.
What did Miss Cleo bring to the office?
AIDS.
She gave us all seriously.
AIDS. Yeah. Miss Cleo gave us all AIDS. Nice.
How many times have we said on this show, a show that she presumably listens to, look, if you are the kind of sick that is contagious, your coworkers don't want you to come in. Right. You're not that valuable. Stay home so that you don't get others sick. How many times do you think we've said that?
All the times.
All of them. Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Every time.
So she comes in, a little bit of tongue exchanges between Kevin and Miss Cleo. The next thing you know, oh, I'm sick too. I can't come in too. Yeah. So way to go, Miss Cleo. Nice work.
Either that or Kevin's already in Vegas.
That's a very good possibility.
Interesting.
This is our last program before vacation, and that means we can't put it off any longer. We will dial QVC next hour and find out what Lisa Mae gets for Christmas. That's how we do.
It's the best. She always gets something so good.
Yeah.
Every year. Every year. It never ceases to amaze all the great stuff she gets.
I hope it's another throw rug.
That was a good year. It was a kitchen mat.
Yeah, kitchen mat. That was a good one. It was non-slip.
You know, one year I'm going to pack them all up and just give them back to Kevin and Bean for Christmas.
That'd be funny.
Also, the great Adam Carolla will be here.
Yeah.
His lover, Jimmy Kimmel, stops by today.
Great.
Not coincidentally, Santa Carl also will be coming in to talk to the kiddies today. Yeah, hear my whole thing. Santa Carl talks to your little boy or girl in the third hour of today's Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to be counting down the top tens of 2009 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, this, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. I don't know why we haven't done this in years past, but we're going to count down the top 10 Internet Roundup videos. Mm-hmm. Dave has been compiling those for us, the videos that we enjoyed the most that we posted on our website throughout the year. The top 10 Omar intros, because he does the intros for guests and games and features and things like that. We're going to count those
amazing.
Down.
How do you pick? How do you pick 10?
How do you pick?
They're all tough. So great. I looked at the list, and I started laughing just looking at them. I can't wait.
Again, if you're a big Kevin and Bean fan, I think you'll really, really enjoy this. We're going to also count down the top 10 moments with for 2009.
Wow.
Which are really just all of our most glorious brain farts for the past 12 months.
No wonder Kevin's sick.
And by the way, don't get too happy up there, Bean. 2009 was an awfully bad year for you when it comes to Swift.
But I'm going to enjoy it as much as the next guy. Also, we're going to count down the top 10 Kevin Bean sound bites of 2009.
Wow. Nice.
Which I think is going to be a lot of fun. We also got an instant request on the program today. And Ralph, you're going to take an early look at the holiday movie beat, too, since we won't be here, right?
Yes. This is going to be a good show.
I think it is. And we're going to get started with the showbiz beat right after this. Ralph returns on the Kevin and Bean Show.
No one knows.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Well done. Thank you. It's 106.7 KROQ Wednesday now, 5:53. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. How about some Kings of Leon for you? Also, Social D, Silver Sun Pickups. And we begin our countdown of the top 10s of 2009 on the Kevin and Bean Show with the top 10 Omar intros of the year coming up in about 15 minutes or so here. That's going to be painful, right?
Yeah, but in a good way.
Time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
Speaking of painful, I don't know if you heard about this, but the James Cook University in Queensland, Australia, recently sunk, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars into a medical research project where they have definitively discovered and written up a paper, I believe, in the Australian Journal of Medicine that ripping a Band-Aid off quicker is less painful than doing it slowly.
They did a study on that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Sunk hundreds of thousands of dollars into the study to prove that ripping a Band-Aid off quickly hurts less than pulling it off slowly.
Haven't moms been telling their kids that for about 1,000 years?
Yes. Yes, actually.
And isn't that common sense?
Yes, of course it is.
So couldn't that hundreds of thousands of dollars been used to, say, help cure cancer?
No. Why waste the money there when we found out that Band-Aids hurt less when you rip them off quickly? And, oh, forget, there's a little a byproduct from the study, which I thought was very helpful. They found out that men who have more body hair found it more painful to remove a Band-Aid than women and men with less body hair.
Okay, that's kind of shocking.
Yeah,
so, I mean, who could have guessed that?
Nice work, Australia. That's why you're still a third world nation, you penal colony bastards, you.
This is why you're in the southern hemisphere. It's where the also-rans go.
Kevin and Bean Show, very popular there on cell phones, though.
That's right.
I heard that.
People walk around constantly, just a cell phone to their head, listening to us.
I bought my island that I live on just with the revenue from the Australian cell phone stream.
Sure.
Yeah, because we're getting so much cash from that.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Someone explain Jesse McCartney to me.
Mm. The little girls like him?
He is flimsy, though.
He is no talent of any kind at all.
He's a hat. He's an empty hat.
Right.
Well, apparently he has just broken up with Hayden Panettiere.
They were together.
Wow. Yeah, he was getting that. And the reason he broke up with Hayden is to go back to his ex-girlfriend, Katie Cassidy of Melrose Place.
Oh, come on.
Come on!
Attaboy.
That dude!
Attaboy.
Dakabaga!
Imagine a decision that you have to make today, guys. Should I dump Hayden Panettiere for Katie Cassidy?
Come on, Jesse McCartney.
He did upgrade, though.
This world is BS.
Wow.
It is.
Speaking of relationship news, Us Weekly magazine is telling us that Kate Hudson and Alex Rodriguez are already over. After 7 months of them shoving their relationship down our throat, now apparently the two have split up. New York Post says that A-Rod's already playing the field. Sources in Miami say he was out living it up on Friday and Saturday nights. And then you can imagine just had broads just draped all over him in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, he won't skip a night, that's for sure.
No, he won't.
Neither of them really have much downtime.
That's true.
But
she
was, like, bringing her kid around, and he was, like, carrying the kid around on his shoulders like a surrogate dad, and they were going to the park together and stuff. And
but they are celebrities.
That's sad.
And
that
they were perfect for each other.
They were.
They were all self-indulgent.
Exactly.
Like,
and
totally
look at me.
Dressed the same.
Yes. You're just two douchebags in a douchebag.
Imagine how confusing it must be for her kid or kids to have to keep all those guys straight.
Yeah.
Like every couple of months, you got to meet a new daddy.
Especially how like shockingly different they all are. When you take the guy from Black Rose to
like
Alex
Chris
Rodriguez,
Robinson to A-Rod,
dad's like, whoa, our kid's like, whoa, look at daddy compared to this guy.
Throw Owen Wilson in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got, of course, she's got 9 coming out this weekend. Big movie 9.
Right.
Everyone's talking about it. Reese Witherspoon and Jake Gyllenhaal apparently on the splits, too. Can't anyone make it work anymore?
Really?
Yeah.
They've been together like 2 years.
I know. Word is that relationship is no longer together. So But you know who gives us hope?
Right.
Taylor Squared.
Are they still working it out?
Yeah. The Taylors are still in love.
It's great. They're royalty now.
They were just seen eating breakfast together at the Pancake Pantry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, now.
So you know they're in love. And they're eating at the Pancake Pantry. Doesn't it sound like a place where Bean would go every day if he could?
My favorite one's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
I'd love to go to the Pancake Pantry and order the pumpkin stack o' plenty. And then buy a shirt in the gift shop.
I'm not just saying this, but as I think
back... I will rape you. There's danger of you being raped.
I believe I've been to the Pancake Pantry in Nashville when I visited them, to tell you the truth.
Rape.
God damn you. I think I've been to the Pancake Pantry.
I believe I have.
I hate you with all the intensity of the sun.
I did get to eat at IHOP on Saturday, and I ate at Denny's on Monday, so I had a pretty good weekend for pancakes.
Why do you bother even going to restaurants anymore? Why don't you just lay down and have someone just shovel lard into your mouth with like one of those beach sand scoops that kids play with? Just pack it in. Just
I enjoy
lard
food.
And corn syrup and... just corn starch and other
good.
Corn
no,
products.
You don't
just,
really enjoy food.
If you enjoyed food, you wouldn't be going to spend your time in IHOP and Denny's.
Right, because you're a guy who's got some money in your pocket, Bean, and you continually
eat... That's where it's staying, too, by the way.
You continually eat it at, you know, low-grade places. So you don't enjoy food. You enjoy eating. Doesn't mean you enjoy food.
Right? I like that. I like their pancakes.
But if you really enjoyed eating, you'd be eating at the latest Michael Mina restaurant someplace. You know, you'd be going to some high-end...
I don't know who that is.
He is one of the great American chefs, and he has several restaurants in the U.S. that are just top-notch, five-star dining, just soup to nuts, everything you can want, just the best quality food you can get.
No!
Of course not. He just wants pancakes.
There go the pancake sandwiches.
Yeah, it's funny because Nashville, one of the better American cities as far as restaurants, especially lately, and that's all he can think of is the Pancake Pantry. I think I've been there.
I like the pigs in the blanket without the pigs.
I love food. I just love food.
Just give me an order of blankets.
Connoisseur.
Hate you.
Rape.
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
And we know where Mike's going to be this summer.
Uh-oh.
It's just been announced. In Europe, the Sonosphere Festival, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax.
Yeah.
How about that?
The return of the together. Big Four. The return of the Big Four.
Metal tour of all time, they're calling it.
Is it going all over the continent, Ralph?
Apparently, the official dates so far are Warsaw, Poland, Prague in the Czech Republic, and several other dates.
I got an email from our Finnish listener, the one that I... visited when I was in Finland over the summer, Mats Hackberg.
He
got his tickets and he was very, very excited. He's a metalhead. He's very much looking forward to the show. I mean, it's hard to get more bang for your buck than with that lineup.
Rock on, Mats.
Yeah, maybe he's getting it done.
Maybe he can check out the Pancake Pantry in Prague. Prague Pantry.
It's mandatory to be a metalhead in Finland. You have no choice.
That's true.
It's absolutely no choice.
No dates for the U.S. plan yet, though. Sadly. Hmm.
It's okay.
You have to go to Europe, Mike.
Warsaw would be the choice.
Would it?
Out of those, yeah.
Why? Because
you'd be the smartest guy in Poland.
And you can see like Slayer's War Ensemble in Warsaw. Or Mouth for War in Warsaw. I'm just saying.
Wow. Murder.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Rape.
My old boss, Stephen Bochco, 66 years old today. How about a body of work there for television?
Yeah.
Stephen Bochco.
Impressive.
Not too shabby. We were talking about ABBA earlier this morning. They were inducted in. They're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Benny Anderson, one of the B's of ABBA, is 63 years old today. William the Fridge Perry. Remember the refrigerator?
Yeah.
He played for the Bears.
Yeah.
47 years old today. Benjamin Bratt from Law and Order and his own show, The Cleaner, which sadly is no more. He is 46. Michael McCrary. The Boys to Men is 38.
Hell yeah.
Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Celebrates number 30 today. And Anna Popplewell from the Chronicles of Narnia films is 21 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Wednesday morning and it's 6:08. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The guy who wrote that song, by the way, John Easley, came up to us at the Miss Double December pageant a couple of weeks ago. We were broadcasting live in Fullerton. I don't know if you guys met him or not, but he came up, and he's the guy from Dramarama who wrote that song.
Yeah.
Yep. Mad
big
man.
Fan of the show. Just stop by. Or a big fan of boobs. I couldn't tell which, but he was there. Anyway.
He gave me a mint condition Adam West Batman item for my collection.
Nice.
Wow. That's pretty generous, isn't it?
It's awesome.
How about that? This is our final show before the Christmas vacation, folks. And we've been thinking of a way to commemorate the year that was 2009. And we thought, I don't know why we've never done this before, but there's a lot of fun stuff that comes, that gets on the air one time and then we never hear it again.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's time to honor that. And the perfect example of that is the hard work that our friend Omar puts in his various intros and show pieces
thank
that he
you,
does
thank
for
you,
us.
Thank you.
DJ Omar Khan.
Ah!
I mean, Omar really is a miracle worker because, you know, basically he goes into his little booth and we say, all right, we're giving away tickets to the, you know, the weenie roast. Go. And he's got to go in. He's got to create something mm-hmm. that's funny that we can play on the radio. Yeah. And I want Omar to know that we do not take him for granted. We do appreciate the great work that he does.
Easy with the great work.
But we send him in a room, we ask him for something, and that's what he gives us, something.
No,
let's not get all sappy because it's the end of the year, like, oh, let's all start making out with each other. Ask Omar for something we can play, and that's exactly what we get, something that we can play.
It's radio gold each time, Ralph. It's radio gold.
Sometimes it's the reason why we play things once, and then we never hear from them again.
But I'm going to say, and Mike, please back me up, when he sends it in from the other studio, 9 times out of 10, we are very pleased with it, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes why are we pleased?
Sometimes Michael runs into the studio just to high-five me.
Right. And why do we do that?
Because it's so good.
Because it's so hideous, we can't stop laughing at the fact that we have jobs playing this kind of stuff on the radio.
All right. Well, let's get into the top 10 Omar intros of 2009. You have seen the tabulation. You are going to count them down for us. Again, we definitely wanted you to be here in case we need any kind of have any kind of follow-up questions. But where do we begin? Where's number 10?
We did a feature called Extreme Bean.
Yes.
You know, and this my, you know, I do my rock impression, my rock dude. You maybe you guys heard my Spencer intros. So this is a little bit of my rock guy.
It's time for Extreme Bean. Everything has to be the best or worst.
Why is it so hot? This is the best breakfast burrito ever.
Yeah, it's time for Extreme Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even remember Extreme Bean, by the way. I don't even remember us doing that feature.
That was our feature where we talked about the fact that everything with you is in superlatives. Yeah. This is the hottest day that has ever been. That's those kind of comments that we hear from you all the time.
Much love for the Lamb of God in the background, by the way. That was awesome. Yeah, very nice.
Number nine.
We did a game for our Watchmen tickets.
Yes. The Watchmen movie.
Yeah, this will give you a nice taste of, you know, me and my ability to do a lot of vocal layering.
Watchmen, if you name that Watchmen, then you will go to the premiere. Can you name that Watchmen? Can you name that Watchmen? Can you name that Watchmen?
Can you name that Watchmen?
Watch!
Man!
DJ Omar Khan.
Wow. Well, come on, at least it's apropos.
The
genre fits the audition.
And those harmonies are insane, right, Ralph?
Dude, Tim Burton would totally use that in a movie. It sounded great.
Right. Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Number eight.
We do a lot of Aska features, and those are all usually parodies of other songs. This will give you a little of a taste of how good I'm at parodying some songs.
Did anybody want a tattoo that was so gay, so gay? You had to say no, no, no way.
And now Kevin and Bean are gonna ask a tattoo artist guy.
Ralph.
Oh man.
Come on,
DJ Omar Khan.
This is what I'm saying.
Number seven.
I have no idea. I just laugh when I heard this. I don't know what this was for. It was about burping.
How do we look at ourselves in the mirror in the morning?
That's a game that we played.
Yeah.
We're counting down the top 10 Omar intros of 2009. We're at number 6.
Count, right?
We're asking people to burp the alphabet. Yeah, that's what we're asking people.
That's what it was.
Oh, God.
See, that's on us.
Yeah.
At number 6.
Number 6, we did a Twilight game for New Moon, and it was to name that moon. And this shows a little bit of my doo-wop skills.
Name that moon.
That was was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
You bet.
Are you kidding?
You're the best of all.
All right.
Okay, this is
number five. Yeah, please tell me how there was ever a game called Depeche a la Mode.
I don't know. I think Ralph was, we're like struggling to come up with a game.
He was on vacation, and we needed a game to give away Depeche Mode tickets. And someone said some of the a la Mode, and I said, how about Joe Pesci? Depeche a la Mode. Because it... Depeche Mode. And all
and we said, yeah!
Yeah! And this is what I came up with.
Joe Pesci's gonna ask you questions about ice cream.
Depeche a la Mode. Depeche a la Mode.
When you think we can't get any worse, we do stuff like this.
Depeche a la Mode. Depeche a la Mode.
Asking
Jimmy
questions about ice cream.
Yeah, that's
DJ Omar Khan.
Depeche Alamo.
That was on the air. All right. Well, you mentioned earlier we do a bunch of askers. Sometimes we'll have
no
a hooker.
Idea, by
or
the way, how pissed off Depeche Mode fans were that we were giving away tickets to the guests and asking questions about ice cream. Ah, oh, they're furious with us.
Number four on the list of the top 10 Omar intros is another asker, right, O?
It is, and we did ask a 911 operator, and this really shows off my singing ability.
The calls of emergency.
Yeah.
We want to know how it is to be here.
Oh, yeah, here it comes.
It's time to ask a 911 operator.
Yes.
911 operator.
Oh, my God.
DJ Omar Khan.
That was on the air on a station that people can hear. Oh, all right. Good. We're getting into rare air now. We're at number three.
Number three, not too long ago, we gave away tickets to taping of The Family Guy, and we give them away to people who call in and do impressions, and this is what we did. I did.
It seems today that you can see a taping of Family Guy, and yes, it's for free.
But how do you win those awesome tickets
to see the taping live?
Impressions of The Family Guy.
Oh, I think that was one of better efforts with singing.
That was probably your overall best musically. Yeah. That was amazing.
That was recycled into Who Was Ralph on Family Guy. It was pretty much the same intro.
Yeah, same intro. Just in a few different words.
Yeah.
Come on.
DJ Omar Khan.
Number two.
Omar Khan's ripping himself off now. That's what he's doing.
Number two, El Rey de las Comicas. I think this is when we gave away tickets to April Foolishness. And this really shows off my lyric writing ability.
Uno, dos, tres.
El Rey de las Comicas. El Rey de las Comicas.
Wow. Oh, man. That's fine. We got the gist of that one. Thank you, Owen. Thank you. All right.
El Rey de las Comicas.
You sound like a moose that's been hit with a blow dart on that one.
It's not easy that writing that stuff, Ralph. It's not easy writing that. Number one.
This is number one.
It's another Aska. And I think it was one of my better intros.
This is pure crap.
And it's a parody of Sweet Dreams. We had a dream interpreter on.
Right.
And this is what I did.
Strange dreams all made of this. Sometimes I don't have a... What do you think this dream really means? Could it be I'm gay? Gay or something?
We're gonna ask him.
Dream interpreter.
We're gonna ask him.
Dream interpreter.
Dream interpreter.
We're gonna ask
him. Dream interpreter.
Yeah. Is there any point where you say,
Omar Khan.
No, that's not good enough. I should try harder and redo something. Have you ever reached that point?
I might have been on drugs when I did that one.
Wow.
That's fantastic workout.
Thank you.
That's a great
list. You may not be back with us next year.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, you can go to kevinandbean.com throughout the morning as we count down the top tens of 2009. We are still looking for your input on the top 10 Kevin and Bean Show sound bites of the year. I think we have 30 of them up there that you can vote on right now. So, for instance, if you love
the FBI,
now's your chance to make sure it gets into the top 10. All you have to do is go and vote at kevinandbean.com.
No!
Or that one, too. Come on. That's fine, too.
Good one.
All right. It is a Wednesday, technically, but this is our last show before vacation. So Ralph's going to give you a preview of some of the holiday movies coming out this week. And it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
About a half a dozen new movies vying for your holiday dollars this weekend. This is the beginning of the big box office thrust that we get throughout the holiday season. Me, personally, I'm just holding on till Sherlock Holmes on Christmas Day. But
that's the one.
But other stuff's coming out this weekend that you may be interested in. If you have a vagina, you may want to go see Did You Hear About the Morgans?
Nope.
This is Hugh Grant and Sarah Jessica Parker. Lisa, how can you say no to a Sarah Jessica Parker movie?
Because I saw the trailers.
Hugh Grant and Sarah Jessica Parker are an estranged couple. See, they're a New York City couple that's all full of themselves, and they're separating. But they witness a murder, so they have to be relocated via the Witness Protection Program to a small town in Wyoming.
Oh, my gosh. Where they run into crazy small-town people?
Well, of course, small-town people are better than us big-city people because they know all the small-town wisdoms.
Sure. Are they uncomfortable at first because they're like fishes out of water, but then they learn a valuable lesson about what's important in life?
It is literally as if you have taken a fish out of the water and put it in where it can only breathe air. And it flops around, and it is so uncomfortable.
I would like to have points for not going to this movie.
I think you're lying, and you will go. How would we know?
I am not gonna
How would we know? You'll be on vacation. You'll sneak in, and you'll watch Horse Face and British Horse Teeth and all the other horsey people in this movie.
I want the Meryl Streep movie to be my girl movie this
Here's
season.
Here's a scene from Did You Hear About the Morgans, where Hugh Grant is struggling to come up with an idea for a gift for his wife, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Where are we on the star front?
Well, you can buy and name a star Meryl. It's $75, and you get a celestial map and a certificate.
If I was really looking for something more impressive, can I buy a constellation?
I don't know. You can buy a black hole.
Now, I'm not sure a black hole sends exactly the right message at this point in our relationship. Somewhat redundant.
See? You can buy a black hole.
I like Hugh Grant, by the way, and he is one of those actors who does make okay material a little funnier with his delivery, I think. But I won't go see this movie.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
Well, then maybe you're going to go. Maybe you'll go.
I'm not going to go.
Maybe you'll go and just roll around laughing at Hugh Grant and his black hole comedy.
Kevin will go.
Why is the whole guy be black, too, by the way?
Good question.
That's a great question.
Also opening this weekend, Nine, getting a lot of heat, this movie. It is a big budget, big screen musical. It was a very popular musical on Broadway. Now it's made its way to the screen thanks to the director of Chicago, which was an Oscar-winning musical, Rob Marshall. Quite the cast, by the way. Daniel Day-Lewis, Marion Cotillard, Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, Kate Hudson, Judy Dench. I mean, it's just star-studded. Larry King last night had the entire cast on to talk about this film. And I got to tell you, it looks pretty impressive. Daniel Day-Lewis plays Guido in the movie. This is vaguely based on the movie 8 and a Half, which was Federico Fellini's film. And so Guido is sort of a thinly veiled version of Fellini. And here he is dealing with his mistress, Carla, played by Penelope Cruz, who, by the way, has never looked sexier than she does in this movie. Here he is trying to get to work and get his smoking hot mistress to stop getting on his back.
Where are you going?
I have to go to work. Carla, I can't breathe.
Let me come with you.
It's impossible.
Why?
Because it's impossible, please.
But why is it impossible? Guido, everybody knows about me. Why? Why won't you let me near you?
For the very same reason you don't want me to die on top of you. It's not fair to your husband. It's not fair to my wife.
Please, let me come with you.
No.
I'll be here waiting for you with my legs open.
Yeah!
Whoa!
For the same reason you don't want me dying on top of you, it would be unfair to your husband and unfair to my wife. See, the Italians, they got the whole mistress thing down. Tiger Woods can learn a thing or two from these people.
He should go see that movie with one of his girlfriends.
Yeah, apparently Nine is the musical of the season. You should check that out. Crazy Heart also opens this weekend. A lot of Oscar buzz about this for my man Jeff Bridges, who plays a country music singer who, in a last-ditch effort to kind of make his life right, deals with his life, in retrospect, with the help of a journalist played by Maggie Gyllenhaal. Apparently, they kind of go through his life together and try to figure out what went wrong. Here is a scene where Maggie is talking to Jeff Bridges about his life and where he screwed up.
Little weary kind.
So unfair.
What?
Some people give 10 years of their life to be able to do something like that, and it just pours out of you.
You mad at me?
Well, you're writing a song on my bed.
So?
So, every time I lie down in it, hear that beautiful song, and you're going to be out there running around, not even remembering this day. I can't even forget.
Okay. A lot of good actors in that one.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about all the country music in the movie, though, Ralph?
I'm just going to have to.
You love Jeff Bridges, but you hate country music.
His own music,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's does sing great. His own music. Yeah, he's been a musician for some time now. It's in limited release this weekend, and Avatar is the big one of the weekend. James Cameron, who directed other blockbuster, life-changing films like Titanic and The Terminator and The Abyss. I know Kevin loved the James Cameron work in The Abyss.
Sure.
Yeah. James Cameron. And
I don't have it handy.
No one's really
have
moving
it handy.
Here.
He's got a machine in front of him. He just needs to type.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
I can see you had to go into the other house to get that clip.
Exactly.
You know the story by now. The changing of movies, the way they're made, 3D, computer animation, it's all new here. James Cameron even built his own cameras to film this movie. Sam Worthington, Sigourney Weaver, Michelle Rodriguez. It's about an invasion of a foreign planet. The Na'vi people live there, and a paraplegic marine gets a unique mission where he gets to put his essence into a remote-controlled biological body.
Listen, man.
Easy,
hello.
Gene Simmons. And goes undercover amongst the Na'vi, but does he start becoming sympathetic with their cause against his own people? We'll have to wait and see. Here in a scene from Avatar, Jake, played by Sam Worthington, actually meets his avatar, the body he'll be traveling around in for the remainder of the film.
Me and Norm are here to drive these remotely controlled bodies called avatars. And they're grown from human DNA mixed with the DNA of the natives.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Pandora. Good to have you.
You got big.
Yeah, they fully mature on the flight out. So the proprioceptive sims seem to work really well.
Yeah, they've got great muscle tone. It'll take us a few hours to get them decanted, but you guys can take them out tomorrow. There's yours.
None of the clips from this film sound good, by the way.
No.
Yet, as a whole, in context, once you understand the world that you're watching, I think it'll be phenomenal.
I don't think you're going for dialogue, really, in this particular film. This is more of a visual feast than you are for snappy banter between Sam Worthington and Michelle Rodriguez. But by all accounts, it is a remarkable piece of film, and you got to check it out this weekend. Avatar is my choice. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
Movie beat.
Was that on the air? Sorry about that.
What a grandpa coughing up an owl.
I am your grandpa. 106.7 K-Rock is the world famous K-Rock. It is 642. I'm fine.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways.
Lisa May?
Yes?
How many years?
Time
of the year.
This is it?
How many years have we been calling QVC or the Home Shopping Club on your birthday and Christmas to buy a gift because we're too cheap and don't remember to buy one ahead of time?
Certainly 10 years, for sure.
At least 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably
and
more.
I asked you this yesterday. Has there ever one time in all of those calls, which has got to be near 20 when you consider we do it twice a year, has there ever been a gift that you've been pleased with?
No.
yet we do not let that deter us from continuing to call.
And I'm excited every year when we call.
Oh, that was my next question. Even though you've consistently gotten crap that you don't want, do you still every year get a little bit of excitement, hoping
this
that this
year
it's the computer screen you know, piece of fine jewelry?
I think this is the
hope
year.
Hope springs eternal with Lisa.
Of course, because we don't know, right?
We don't
Anything
we don't know at
happen.
All.
It is random.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
We call the we call QVC or the Home Shopping Network, and whatever they have on the screen at the moment, we contact the operator. That's what we buy for Lisa and I.
It could be a kitchen mat. It could be gardening shoes.
Right?
But...
gardening shoes. I forgot the gardening shoes. They were great. Didn't you get a beach tote 1 year or two? Like a tote yes. bag for the beach to carry your sunscreen and stuff?
Oh, I got a steamer. No, what was a smoker?
That's right,
that
a
when
meat
I plugged
smoker.
It in, immediately started smoking. Well, which
that's
is really
what it does,
no,
Lisa.
You're supposed to smoke them. In it mm-hmm. first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Yes, Gene Simmons.
Speaking of smoking meat.
All right.
Well, the fear for me, and by the way, I am 4 feet away from a television, as are you, yet we hold back the impulse to turn on the TV because it's no fun if you know what it's going to be. But my fear every year is we're going to hear these words coming on the phone. A new car!
Remember the 1 year we punked you and we said it was a flat screen TV?
I
like
do.
$5,000?
Yeah. And you guys debated for a half hour on whether you were going to do what you said you have always said you were going to do, which is whatever
we're
it is
committed.
You're
we're committed
buy.
To buying.
We're calling QVC. This is Shahid. May I have your item number?
Hi, Shahi. Kevin and Bean Show calling. We're on the radio in Los Angeles and around the country. We're not joking you here. We're really going to buy what's on the screen right now, whatever it is.
Tell us what it is. It's my Christmas present.
All right. The Polly the Pup Realistic Interactive Plush Puppy with the Bone Remote.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, Shahi?
It's Polly the Pup Realistic Interactive Plush Puppy with the Bone and it has a remote.
So this is a toy robot puppy with a bone remote control.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that sounds great.
What
really?
Does it do? Is it a little robot that runs around the living room that you can make move with your remote control?
Well, it performs 13 different tricks. It includes you can stand up, dance, sing a song, lay down, and plenty more.
How
this
big
is
it?
Great.
It's $18.60.
It's $18.60.
Are you kidding?
Uh huh.
Wow. This is a beautiful Christmas. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
And
let me see.
Next?
We split that two
next?
Ways.
Yeah, it's like 9:30.
What did we miss, Shahi? If we had called 5 minutes ago, what item would we have bought?
Let's see. Probably would have got the 16-inch tower ionizer.
Oh, an ionizer.
An ionizer. Okay. Wow. What would that have cost us?
$49.92.
Sweet.
Dodged a bullet there.
Oh, that's great.
But no, I have Polly the Pup, realistic interactive plush puppy with bone remote.
This is great because Lisa's real dogs are dying, so now she can have a robot dog.
That
last
is
forever.
True, and it won't poo in the house.
That's right.
So there's
oh,
that.
That's,
wow.
So did you want that's, me to go ahead and order one for
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We absolutely do. In fact, we're going to put you on hold, Shahi, and our producer will pick up and make sure that you have my correct credit card information on file. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful holiday season at QVC, my friend.
And the same to you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Lisa May, come on, everybody. Come on.
A lovable pooch is equipped with hidden push-button sensors that react to petting. It just gets better and better.
Oh, I bet it does. It's interactive, too. So who knows what you could do with Polly the Puppy late at night and some peanut butter. You know what I'm saying?
I know is my bone remote reacts to petting also. So good luck. We're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're saving the best for last. We got a huge, huge program for you today. Our friend Jimmy Kimmel stops by. Adam Carolla will be here in just a few minutes. Top 10 Internet Roundup videos of the year. And, ladies and gentlemen, for you and the kids, Santa Carl.
Yes.
Oh, Santa Carl.
Santa Carl will be here in a little over an hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, here's Ralph.
John Mayer has told Ellen DeGeneres on her daytime talk show that he's freaked out by his relationships with women, all the ladies he's been with over the past couple of years, and he says he's going to take a break from women.
Really?
Take a break from the ladies. Get some peace in 2010.
Is he?
He's going to lay low.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Looks like a guy who keeps winning the lottery. He said, oh, I'm so tired of all this money to carry around.
Exactly.
I'm going to stop playing the lottery for a while because I keep winning all the time.
Now, Jennifer Aniston was one of his.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson, I think, he dated for a while.
Yeah.
Who else did he have? I know he's
Minka
like a pretty
Kelly.
Good track record.
Minka Kelly.
That's right.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, wasn't she one of them, too, I think, at one time?
Yeah, he's done all right.
He's got a long list.
It's amazing.
Of high-quality poon.
Because he seems flimsy, too,
way flimsy.
Yeah.
And yet the ladies keep on coming. It's like Jesse McCartney. We were talking about in the last hour. According to E! Online... he was dating Hayden Panettiere.
Mm-hmm.
And then flimsy Jesse broke up with her to go back to his ex-girlfriend, who just happens to be, oh, nobody, Katie Cassidy of Melrose Place.
Oh, wow.
who I love so much.
You do.
I love her so much.
You yeah. do.
Love her so much. Have you seen the finale of Melrose Place this season?
No.
We found out who killed Sydney. Oh, it's very exciting. Anyway, they decided to give it another shot after not having much luck in love with other people, according to E! Online. So Jesse and Katie are back together again.
Okay.
I could give her some luck in love.
At least John Mayer, like, has a lot of hit records. I know what he does and who he is. Right. I couldn't name a Jesse McCartney song if you paid me.
I'm with you.
Well, he did Hey Jude. He did Let It Be.
No.
He did Live and Let Die.
Paul,
I mean, come on.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Jesse McCartney, different dude.
There's Paul McCartney.
What?
Britney Spears is ready to tie the knot again. According to Star Magazine, she is currently working on plans for her third marriage. This time, of course, to manager-slash-boyfriend Jason Trawick. Now, word has it that it includes the wedding party dancing down the aisle, just like that YouTube video.
Sure, it does.
Why does that not surprise me at all?
Yeah.
The white trash wedding would be complete if everyone would dance down the aisle. Just
and
like
that was hot 6 months ago, by
right,
the way.
Exactly. So, Star Magazine claims we'll know all about it, all about the plans beginning of next year. So.
That's so stupid.
What about her?
How do you celebrate 10 years of SpongeBob SquarePants? Well, if you're Nickelodeon, you pick up the show for another 26 episodes.
Wow.
The show is still a big hit for the network. 7.7 million viewers tuned in for the recent 10th anniversary special. Can you believe it's been on for 10 years?
No.
No.
That's amazing.
That's remarkable. And don't believe the rumors, Spider-Man is not going to be Bilbo Baggins. Tobey Maguire will not be playing the lead role in the upcoming two films being made from The Hobbit. For some reason, Guillermo del Toro, the director of Hobbit, was connected with Tobey Maguire in the press recently. But apparently, Tobey says, I'd love Guillermo del Toro and Peter Jackson. I certainly wouldn't have taken myself out of the conversation if I was part of it, though. But I haven't read a script or talked to anyone about it. So those rumors are just that. Other actors rumored to be up for the role of Bilbo, the famous Hobbit, James McAvoy, David Tennant, who played Doctor Who on the BBC, Daniel Radcliffe, of course, famous.
Pam Anderson?
No, not on the list. And Jack Black.
Yeah.
Rumored to be the Hobbit.
That's going a different direction.
He's kind of Hobbit-like. He's got some Hobbit-like qualities. Never seen his feet, but I'm guessing they're hairy.
Probably, yeah.
Could you guys, I mean, look, there's a long history of comic actors who have managed to turn into dramatic ones. I mean,
yes.
You know, Steve Martin, lots of them. It's hard for me to picture Jack Black in a serious role. Really, really hard for me to take him seriously because he's just funny. When you look at him, you think funny.
That's true.
And he has kind of a funny voice, too, I think.
Looks
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Funny all around.
Yeah.
He's just a funny dude. Yeah, exactly.
He got his arm shot off in the movie The Jackal with Bruce Willis. It's about a 12-15-year-old movie.
Yeah.
And that was funny.
Really?
Yeah. From a distance, he got massacred by a big, like, RPG, and it's the blood flailing everywhere, and I'm still like, ha, it's funny, because it's Jack Black.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays, writer, producer, TV legend Stephen Bochco gave us Hill Street Blues, gave us NYPD Blue, a lot of shows with blue in it.
Blue.
Gave us Cop Rock, gave us L.A. Law.
Yeah.
A lot of good TV shows. 66 years old today. Benny Anderson of ABBA. Newly, Benny Anderson, newly nominated to join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is 63 years old today. Ben, have you heard any rumors about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame closing down? The actual physical plant of the
not at the all. That would stun me. Yeah. I mean, it's fairly heavily supported.
Is it?
Dave is telling me, DNN is telling me just the New York branch.
Just the New York branch, but they're leaving Cleveland open.
Yeah, Cleveland is the actual museum. New York may be where they run the headquarters.
William the Fridge Perry's 47 years old today. Legendary Chicago Bear. Benjamin Bratt turns 46. There's another guy who's just aging a little too well for my
super
liking.
Good looking.
You're not
well, Benjamin Bratt, he's aging backwards. I mean, I know the movie, for God's sakes. Come on.
God damn it.
I hate it.
I need a vacation. I cannot wait for the show to be over.
How many hours left?
Just a couple. Hold on, okay. Lisa. We'll get through it. Benjamin Bratt's 46. Flo Rida celebrates 30 years today. And Anna Popplewell from the Chronicles of what? Narnia is 21. It's the Chronic what? Cools, right?
There you go.
There we go.
Nice.
21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. And now, a moment with Bean.
Oh, Sandy has the silky smooth skin, too. That was A Moment with Bean. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. All day long, we are counting down top tens of 2009, the year that's almost passed. And next hour, we're going to be hearing the top 10 moments with from the year. It is a miracle that any of us are still allowed on the radio when you hear some of the stuff we put down, right?
This is true. We're
that's,
back.
Coming up, it is 7:09. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. The Adam Carolla is going to be coming up here in a couple minutes. This is the final show for us for the year, which is why we're doing a bunch of top 10 countdowns. We're also going to be counting down the top 10 Kevin and Bean sound bites of 2009. You can go to kevinandbean.com right now and vote on your favorite. Will Tommy Lasorda make the countdown this year?
Don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi.
Hey, Jane Biondi.
Will that one make the list? You decide. KevinandBean.com to cast your vote, and we'll hear that toward the end of the show. All right, you guys ready for the top 10 Internet Roundup clips of 2009?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Hit it, Steve.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
Like most people with computers and jobs they hate, we spent a lot of time watching YouTube videos over this past 12 months, and it was very, very difficult to narrow down to just 10 that we wanted to spotlight here on the final show of the year. But I think it's a pretty good list, and you can see all of these at kevinandbean.com, too. Any video we talk about, and of course, lots that we don't are going to be up on the website, too. We're going to start with the video that was going around a few months ago, and if I remember correctly, Ralph, you remember the Gathering Storm?
Yeah. Sure.
These were folks who were protesting. They were out campaigning against the adoption of gay marriage, in not only in California, but across the country, wherever it was on the ballot.
Right.
And this is the video that they made that showed us just how terrifying it could be if gay people are allowed to marry.
Soon, gay people will start falling out of the sky.
Onto our homes.
Onto our churches.
And onto our families.
Yeah, that was actually a response video to the original video. The original video was actually a protest video. Trying to whip people into a needless frenzy about gay marriage.
Oh, and this was the
and then Funny and Die. Will Ferrell and some other comedians came back and did a parody of that video. And the Gathering
Storm. So funny.
The original one was called A Gathering Storm. This one was called A Gathering Storm. That's how they got
it. It was so funny. And that's my fear too, is just stepping outside and getting killed by some gay guy calling down from the sky,
right.
You know, in the event that he can marry. All right. Look, we're living in the green age where it's all about recycling and it's all about not wasting. But this next guy who's speaking on the Internet Roundup video number 9 may be taking it a little bit too far.
I recycle my own I recycle it. So that way I won't lose any unborn children.
Yeah.
Oh,
that guy's a nerdy fanboy who's like in his Pokemon bedroom.
Oh,
he's
got to
be
man.
35, and apparently he ingests his own essence in order to keep that cycle going and going so that none of his unborn children get wasted.
It's organic.
There are
I have a high protein diet, but that's not the way I want to go.
But aren't there some things that just need to be thrown away? I mean, virtually anything that comes out of your body should be disposed of, right?
And especially that guy. There's no real need to hold on to his DNA for any reason.
This was the year, 2009, looking back, that the infomercials made big. Of course, you know, the phenomenal Billy Mays met a tragic end this year. Vince ended up beating up a hooker. Is it Vince who advertised the Slap Shop? Vince was the guy, right?
Slap Shop and the ShamWow.
Right. Slap Shop, ShamWow. He had a very, very popular series of commercials, and somebody decided to turn the Slap Shop into a remix, and it went something like this.
Hi, it's Vince with Slap Shop. You're going to be in a great mood all day. You're going to slap your troubles away with Slap.
Gotta love the auto-tune.
It cuts carrots and celery, and you can dance to it. It's hard to beat that. Number 7 on the top 10 Internet Roundup videos of 2009 is one that almost has to be seen to be enjoyed because it's one of the most spectacular video editing jobs of all time. He turned it into a song, too, and he called it the Golden Age of Video. Here's a piece.
We came and saw, we kicked it down.
I was testing you, and you passed.
I I mean, it was amazing. I mean, there were 100 audio and video clips all mixed together. I mean, I don't know how a guy has that much time to do something like that, but it was brilliant. Really great. My favorite in the law enforcement category this year comes in at number 6. Here's a police officer who's frisking a guy, and like so many roadside situations these days, the police have a camera on him. He thought he felt a gun on the guy. Turned out that was not the case.
Okay, what's this right here?
That's my penis.
That's your penis. All right. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, but what are you doing after the arrest?
they moved to one of those states where the gays can marry, and I understand the cop and the perp are very happy together. All right, we're into the top 5 now of the Internet Roundup. Thank God these parents decided to videotape their kid after he had gone in for some dentistry. And, of course, they numbed the kid up, and it's very confusing when you're a young kid and all of a sudden you're trying to figure out what the world feels like on Novocaine.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have 2 fingers.
Good.
Now, 4 fingers. Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine.
Is this going to be forever?
No.
That kid was stoned. That was so awesome. Sad.
It was like me on the pot brownie.
Yeah, that was going to be forever.
Again, you can go to kevinandbean.com to see all the videos, too. Well, 2009, of course, is going to be remembered by everybody as the year that President Obama took over on January 20th. And he is a first in a lot of ways. He's such a young president. He's the first African-American president. And we learned a little bit something about the first family that I don't think we ever really thought about happening in the White House before.
You can see that with Barack and Michelle as well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting with
Whoa. Fist bumping.
A little too modern for my taste, to be honest.
The fist bump. I
know that we need those kind of details about what they've got going on. There's a kid being interviewed at some sort of, I think it was a Renaissance fair or something like that.
It's a Halloween fair, I think.
A Halloween fair, okay. Yeah, and he's in Oregon.
He's dressed as a zombie, I think.
And he may be not necessarily given the answer that the news reporter is expecting when she asks him this question.
Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
All right. Johnny needs a special class.
God, that kid's awesome.
Yeah, kid is so awesome.
He needs some help.
Even by the way, I like cool.
I Like Turtles is also in the running for Soundbite of the Year, two of the top 10 Kevin Amin Soundbites of the Year. You can vote same place, kevinamin.com. All right, this next one, Lisa, don't yell at us. There's really no audio on this Internet Roundup, but it's Good Morning Megan Fox. This was shot in conjunction with her Esquire magazine layout, where they took a video camera over and showed us what it was like every morning when Megan Fox wakes up and is just, I don't know, just at Megan Fox.
No audio.
That's that Mike jumping the gun on number 1 video of the year for the Internet Roundup. What a surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, play us off, Keyboard Cat. And that's how that works. So you definitely want to go and check out the Megan Fox video and also the Golden Age video and all 10. Those are the top 10 videos of the year on the Internet Roundup list for 2009. 106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock Q. I hear we're world famous. It's 724. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, his final appearance of 2009, the Ace Man, Adam Carolla. Get it on.
Get it on.
AdamCarolla.com. I'm on the website right now. Why is there a picture of a porta potty on your site today? What's going on with that, Ace?
Well, we're finally doing the home improvement show on Saturdays. So getting back to my roots, where it all began. Doing a home improvement show. We'll be doing a sports show soon. We got a car show. Wow. I should say cast. But the On the House, the home improvement show, actually was the name of the television show. When I say television, I mean, you know, the Eagle Rock station out here where I did the public access show. I showed it to Jimmy Kimmel when I was training him to box, Michael the Maintenance Man, 15 years ago. I showed him that public access show, and he went, you know what, kid? You got something. And that's how he got me on the air, was showing him that. So it's come full circle, and now I'm doing a podcast. But I'm not here to talk about myself, Bean.
This isn't about promoting the Ace Man. This is about helping America.
That's right. And I'd like to, you know, stick with the theme of Christmas. A lot of people switching over to the fake Christmas trees. And a lot of the aforementioned Mr. Kimmel, one of the converts, a lot of people doing the, it's easier, it's cheaper, blah, blah, blah. First off, how much easier is setting up a jungle gym in your living room once a year? You know what I mean? You really have to get a crescent wrench out to set up your goddamn Christmas tree. How much easier is dragging 70 pounds of steel from the attic or the basement and then setting it up?
Too.
It's like, oh, it's so much easier. Easier than what? You know, I don't go to the North Pole and cut down my own tree. Right. I just go up the street to the Costco and have the kid toss it on the roof of the car. You know, I mean, yes, it's a little more work, but isn't everything easier? I mean, go to Pavilions and have them make your Christmas dinner. How about just a pill that says figgy pudding on it? Yes, it's all easier. You don't have to wrap presents. That's a hassle. Just give it to the kids. You know what I mean? Of course, it's a calorie burner. Christmas is a calorie burner. You do a bunch of crap. You hang up the stockings. You stuff stuff in the stockings. You roast chestnuts on an open fire. So much easier to roast them on a closed fire, but you do it on an open fire, or put the chestnuts away, but you do it because it's Christmas and it smells good and it leaves the little trail of pine needles, and you get in that argument with your wife. Did you put water in it? I did. And you don't do it once. You got to put it in every week. You got to dump some water.
Fires.
And then some guy, and then everybody goes, oh, you put a sugar cube in there and it lasts until March. It's just better. And then you open the door and you get that little whoosh of pine. And, you know, either you have a real Christmas tree or someone took a dump in the entry hall bathroom and they just used a little air wick in there. But either way, you get the whoosh of pine.
Right.
It's just nice. I don't like the fake Christmas tree. And then what's next? Hey, I have an invention for hugging my kids. It's so much easier. I got it from Costco. It sets up so easily. I don't have to bend down and show love. Get a real tree, everybody. Come on now. And those of you who insist on the fake tree, I think I came up with a little win-win idea.
Oh, here we go.
I live up in the hills with the real celebrities, and we don't get cell phone reception. Imagine that. The most important people in the city and no cell phone reception.
Right.
It gets cut off at the same spot down at the bottom of the hill every year. And then everyone says, hey, every time I go up the hill and someone says, well, there's no towers up in the hill. So you can't. How about if we took all the people that had the fake Christmas trees and heated them up? Made little cellular towers out of them. They left them up all year long. They get the Yuletide spirit all year long. You know, they get a stipend from AT&T or Verizon, whatever, you know, $12 a month or a free cell phone or whatever, and I can talk to my agent up in the hills. How about that? How about heating those babies up? Thank you.
I like it. That's very creative.
Thank you. Thank you. Please.
Things are going to be different when you're running things, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if we've learned anything, it's that Christmas isn't about convenience, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the baby Jesus. So please keep that in mind. Adam Carolla is here, adamcarolla.com. I want to hear some more about the live show you got planned for tonight. That sounds awesome. Plus, the Week in Rage when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. I just want to know what kind of America we live in when Bob Bernanke is the person of the year from Time Magazine, when Adam Carolla was available and sitting right there in the studio.
Good
what the
point.
Hell? What's
slap
going on
in the
here?
Face. Yep. Well, nothing short of an attack. Yeah.
Where's the Ace Man on the cover of my Time as Person of the Year? That's what I want to know. Hey, real quick before we get into the Week in Rage, Adam, I know it is completely sold out. You got two big shows tonight. Tell folks again what it is and then when they can hear what happens on stage tonight.
Well, we'll be down at Irvine. Ralph was yelling at me because last time I was here, he said you guys were going out that way to do some calendar signing or something. And I said, what the hell are you going to the people for? Let the people come to you. And then a week later, Ralph's got to schlep out to Irvine. Again, we're doing it at the Irvine Improv tonight, two shows, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, but both are sold out, so stay home. But then you can hear the show at adamcarolla.com in the next upcoming days, and you'll hear Ralph and Seth MacFarlane, Joe Rogan, a bunch of guys like that.
Wow. Is it going to be a free one, or is this one where you make make the rent?
I think we'll make a little money off it. As
right.
As usual, the podcast is free. The podcast is always free, but we get a little cut of the door.
Nice.
Actually, yeah.
Oh,
I said
nice.
We get part
okay.
of the door. And then the guy said, the knob. And then he started laughing and walked away.
Well, it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
All right. You can check all of that out and be sure to hear any one of Adam's 24 different podcasts that are now available at AdamCarolla.com. We won't be here Friday, so we asked the Ace Man to come in early and get us into the holidays in spirit with The Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage. Number three, working our way down to number one. First off, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. Yeah. Nothing wrong with her. Attractive woman of color, but she's not hot. And I'm tired of all the chicks that are on those talk shows and all the chicks that are on the internet. Oh, she's stunning. Stunning and in her Dolce & Gabbana dresses. She's good looking. She's attractive. There's nothing wrong with her, but we're going a little over the top. And as a matter of fact, it's kind of racist. It really is the fact that we're going way over the top. She's just good, solid 6.5. See? Don't give me that look, Tammy. Don't give me that
First,
look.
It's Lisa. You don't think it's just because she's one of the more attractive first ladies we've had in years and years?
Yeah, they're comparing her to Barbara Bush and Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's where it's coming from, Adam.
Yeah, that's right. We're coming off the Crypt Keeper and Leatherface. So, yeah, all right.
By comparison, she's pretty hot.
All right, but we don't work that way. That's not the kind of society we have where go by comparison. It's either attractive or not. She's all right. All right, well, then how about this? Stop focusing on her arms. Look at those arms. She has beautiful arms. What? Who cares about her arms? Who's she, Hulk Hogan? She got arms. It's just enough to hold her head up while she's doing weird things to your penis. I don't need her. I don't need her arms. That's a kickstand for me. What do you mean, her beautiful arms? Let's focus on the legs and the boobies and the vagine. How about that? Well, just a lovely vulva. You know what I'm saying? Forget, what do we get in the arms? Look at those arms. How do you get that? Every time she does an interview, it's like, where did you get those arms? I don't know. They were attached to me when I was born, bitch. When do we start caring about arms? They're skinny things with fingers at the end of them for grasping your honker.
All right.
Who cares? Jesus Christ. All right. Look, she's a 6.5 with arms. Fantastic. What are the last ones? Like Bree Walker? Were the last six of them were amputees or had lobster hands? Who cares? They're arms. Okay. Jesus Christ. Shut up, everybody. Would she have three of them? Jesus, she has two arms. Who cares? All right, next one. I'm in a little better mood with the Christmas stuff. But here's the thing. You know, it's that time of the year you have to buy gifts for people. And it's like, oh, boy, what do I get this person? And look, not everyone is that close. And you don't want to burn that many calories. So it's easy to get a bottle of booze, you know. For Ralph's over there, you just, back up the Budweiser cart and have Ed McMahon bring over the Clydesdales. And you're done, you know. You just get him a bottle of Cutty Shark. He's, got an alcohol. Got a problem with booze. No problem there. But there are a lot of people that don't booze, so you can't get them the booze. Mm-hmm. And I say, if you don't booze, if you don't drink, you either have to have a team. We need to really know that you're into the Falcons or that you're into the Steelers, or you need a team or you need an animal. We'll get you the stuffed hippo or the ceramic peacock or whatever it is. But you need to have a team, a drink, or an animal. Those are the three. And if you have none of those, F yourself. You get nothing this year. You get a lump of coal.
Because you make it too hard for
people. I don't like everyone who doesn't booze where you can't get them booze. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, it should be an unwritten law that you get people booze even if they're on the wagon and they just pass it along. Just re-gift it. Just move the booze along.
You're exactly right. I'm on the wagon, and I it's coming useful that guys give me, aged scotch, and I'll go ahead and re-gift that somewhere down the line. Or if I have guests over, when I usually have a dry household, I actually have something to serve to them.
So you're saying, as somebody who's dry, you can handle the booze. You're like Utah.
You can keep it in your
house? you can handle some booze.
Yeah, I don't mind having it around because it's not a temptation.
Do you have a team and an animal?
I do.
All right.
So I'm thinking about getting you like a hippo.
It's Lakers, Dodgers, or the peacock.
You're getting the hippo.
Good.
All right. Check that off.
All right.
And last but not least, number one, the Golden Globes. No problem with the nominations this year. No problem with the celebrities or the movies or the TV shows. I have an actual beef with the Golden Globe itself.
The award?
Yeah.
The Gold?
Yeah.
Globe?
Yeah. You know why? It's just a ball.
It's a
globe. Yeah, but no, the Oscar's not called, the nudie guy with the bald head who's got his hand over his junk. You know what I mean? We got a name for it. We have names for our awards. We don't just name them after what they look like.
Describe
or if it's called the Golden Globe, don't just make a planet, paint it gold, and stick it on a piece of mahogany. It's a cop-out.
Lazy.
Yeah, it's lazy. I'm just saying, the Emmy is not, oh, you won the chick with the sharp wing thing sticking out of her thing that looks like a hood ornament thingy. No, it's an Emmy. It's an Oscar. You know what I mean? It's the Lombardi Trophy. It's not shaped like Vince Lombardi. It's called the Lombardi Trophy. Right.
Put 20 minutes in and build something.
Yes,
that's
it's
what
just
you're
a
saying.
Ball. And who's standing behind me? Oh, Kimmel's in here. Look out. Or is it Karl Malone? The point is this. Don't cop out. You've got to call something the Golden Globes. Put 10 minutes into it. Don't just spray paint a ball gold and call it a globe.
So I'm confused. Do you want to change the name?
Either the name
or the actual,
shape. It's the name or the shape. Either one. It shouldn't just be the same thing. It's just a ball. It's called it's a globe that's golden. You're calling it what it is.
Right.
But what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Saturn.
What if I just call it the thingy with wheels thing? Feels so good, doesn't it? All right, go do some curls and stare at your precious arms that we don't even care about.
When Adam is running things, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association isn't going to be allowed to vote and have their own awards show anyway.
Oh,
so we'll be taking
care of
that.
That's the guy who talks into the radio guy person.
Nobody gets a name anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's
AdamCarolla.com for all of the podcasts. Ace, it's been great hanging out with you again for the past 12 months. Thanks a lot for coming in. Have a wonderful holiday season. We'll see you in 2010, all right?
My pleasure to you and yours.
I want to see that band so much, but I never seem to be at the right place at the right time for Muse. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know.
106.7 K-Rock is the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:52. Ralph Garman joins us in studio on the Kevin Amin Show, along with, ladies and gentlemen, the great Jimmy Kimmel.
Not yet.
Santa Carl is still in the hall, Jimmy.
What's happening? Santa Carl is out in the hall. Okay, good. I was all fired up. I didn't know what to do.
I thought it was a 1930s newsboy, but no, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, well, the 1930s newsboy was up very late last night. Because the 1930s newsboy's brother had a baby boy.
Aww. How about that?
Yeah!
Enormous testicles on this child. I mean, like never seen before. Like it's like it looks like a Muppet's nose. They're incredible.
Does that make you proud?
Of course it does. Yes, okay. I mean
I don't know. I don't know the male psyche. To me, that's gross. But
well, how big my balls are? My balls are bigger than two of your heads duct taped together.
Wow, that's about the size of them. And on top of that, well, you know, you wouldn't want, like, I mean, your nephew comes out with, like, tiny little, like, cranberry
garbanzo
balls.
Beans.
You yeah, don't want that.
Oh, but it's just a little baby. I mean, don't they grow as the baby grows?
No, they stay. You're
whenever
born.
You get, that's it.
Your balls are the size.
Full-size balls, yeah.
That's right.
It's the only thing in the human body that remains that constant throughout your whole life.
For me, the penis as well, but the balls, right. in most cases, yes.
No idea.
So Uncle Jimmy is very tired today. That's what you're telling me.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right.
So I'm sure John is listening this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Got
yeah.
nothing else going on. So congratulations, John
yes,
Kimmel.
Yes, little Wesley Kimmel is the boy's name.
Wesley.
Okay.
Like the general Wesley.
Not
Snipes.
Like from
Clark. General Wesley Kimmel. Snipes.
I tried to get
not
him
like
to,
Princess
to go with Snipes as the middle name.
Oh, it'd be so cool.
And they declined. Hot. I also tried a series of... I asked them to name the baby a racial slur, and they said no.
No?
Yeah. All right. Well, it will be reflected in the gift that they're given.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel is here. Santa Carl joins us next hour to talk
Kevin,
to your little boy
on?
Or girl. Kevin is not so
here.
Much.
Oh, Kevin is not here.
This is Bean.
Psycho Mike.
Oh. Bean works from an island.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I understand.
Right. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, looks like A-Rod and Kate Hudson have split up. After 7 months of bliss, according to the Us Weekly and the New York Post, A-Rod has left New York. He's down in Miami, Florida, living it up, and apparently has women draped all over him, trying to get over his broken heart over his beloved Kate Hudson.
It couldn't have been 7 months of bliss, because at least 1 month at the end had to be non-blissful, or else why would they break up?
True.
It had to be maybe 6.5 months of bliss, and then 2 weeks of bitching and fighting.
Crap. Yeah.
And then one day of him saying, I'm out of here, because I'm Alex Rodriguez, and I can have sex with so many other women.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd buy money on those two kids. Didn't you? I mean, really. They were
going to make it work.
They were going to go all the way.
They were the couple that was going to make it work.
I thought they were it.
Yeah.
I'm like having sex with a second-rate Goldie Hawn. I'd rather have the first one.
Come on, A-Rod's a good player. Oh, you mean...
oh. Blake Fielder Civil and Amy Winehouse. Now, there's a couple that can make it work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
London Sun is saying they are currently planning wedding number two.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. The groom's mom, Georgette Civil, seems to think the two will be saying their I do's early next year after her baby boy gets out of rehab again.
He's in rehab right now, yeah.
Oh, this time it's going to stick.
Wedding number two. No, it's not wedding. It's not the second wedding. It's wedding number two, as in
right,
a bowel
two.
Movement.
Exactly. Speaking of weddings, Britney Spears. She's also tying the knot again, Star Magazine says.
No.
She is currently in plans for her third wedding with her manager, Jason Trawick, who's also her boyfriend. And
a good call to marry the manager.
Yes.
It always works.
Is he supposed to be
her dad's her manager, her boyfriend's her manager? She's got more managers than she knows what to do with.
Bitch got no class.
More managers than she has careers to manage.
That is true.
And SpongeBob SquarePants is celebrating his 10th anniversary this week. He's been gay.
10
years. What?
Yeah, he's gay.
Are you sure?
Really? Yeah, I'm positive, of course. He lives in a, what does he live in, something under the sea?
A pineapple, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
You think a heterosexual live in a pineapple?
No, it's true. It'd be like a football helmet or something, right?
Exactly.
He's banging the squid? Who's he doing? Who's his lover?
No, he's not. He's a young homosexual.
Oh,
so he hasn't really come to terms.
He hasn't actualized his homosexuality
exactly,
yet?
Yes. Nice.
You're also a blood pirate.
All right. Yeah, 10 years on the air, SpongeBob.
It seems like longer to me. I don't know why. I mean, nothing against SpongeBob. It's funny, but I don't know.
It's been around a long time.
Seems like my kids are watching that in like the '80s or something.
I know.
Even they haven't been around since then, but it seems like it's been on longer.
Speaking of the '80s, Rick Springfield has announced he is writing his autobiography.
Did you see him on Californication?
I did not. But apparently he was naked on that.
Great, yes.
He sure was.
He was great.
Hilarious.
He was hilarious?
He's an ass of himself. He plays himself.
Yeah, he was playing a guy who just bangs groupies all day, all night, and does massive amounts of blow. It was just a dick to everyone because he was Rick Springfield, and the women just fell over themselves for him.
It's my dream life.
So funny.
Oh, just blowing whores. Oh, sounds so good.
Did you see blowing whores?
Gentlemen,
we're still on the air.
Oh, you guys are still on the air?
Yeah.
What do I know? I don't listen. I don't know what's going on.
The autobiography will be called Late at Night. And it will be an extremely candid look at his long battle with depression, Rick claims.
Oh, that'll be fun to read.
And all the chicks he's banged. He's going to throw that in. October 2010, you can look forward to that. I can't wait. I'm lining up now. It's a great time to do it. I'm going to Borders and just going to sit in the parking lot until October.
First time I went to your and Adam Carolla's house, Ralph, we were training for a boxing match.
That was held here on K-Rock.
And the music that we trained to was Rick Springfield's greatest hits. And at that point, I knew that the chances of me winning the fight weren't great. But I also knew that an affair of the heart had begun between Adam and I.
No pun intended.
You know, it was intended, yeah.
So when you and Adam get married, when it finally passes in California and you're able to marry each other as you should, Jesse's Girl might be your first dance song.
Jesse's Girl could be the name of our first child.
There you go.
I'll have you know, by the way, Floyd Mayweather also trains to Rick Springfield's greatest hits.
Does he really?
Yes. It's a known fact.
I find that very difficult to believe, but you know what? God bless him if he does.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Stephen Bochco, legendary writer-producer who's given us so much good television over the years. 66 years old today. Benny Anderson, one of the B's of ABBA.
All right.
He's the second B, I think.
I thought he was the first B.
No, was it Bjorn first? Bjorn is first.
And then Bam Anderson?
They're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just announced yesterday. Congratulations, ABBA. He's 63 years old.
Nothing says rock and roll like ABBA.
The Fridge. William the Fridge Perry. Legendary Chicago Bears. 47 years old.
Why don't we have any of Super Bowl Shuffle to play today, Psycho Mike? If ever there's an occasion, it's
because,
the Fridge's birthday.
Because money doesn't work here anymore? That's why.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Benjamin Bratt from Law & Order is 46 years old today. Michael McCrary of Boys Two Men is 38.
They need more celebrities to be born today.
Flo Rida. How about Flo Rida?
Yeah!
How about Gene?
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that.
30 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
STP on KROQ. It's 106.7. K-Rock, 807. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Didn't think I was going to pull that one off, did you?
Got lost, didn't you?
It's our, I don't usually do that part, but the kid, the bald kid, the kid with the yellow hair, that kid, he's not here today. He usually does that part. Hey, we're doing a look back on the year that is 2009. You can still vote for your favorite Kevin and Bean Show soundbite of 2009. We'll do a countdown for you next hour. Jimmy Kimmel is here in Studio 2. Jim, I don't know if you've heard this one or not, but this is in the running. This can be voted on and might make our top 10 from the great Magic Johnson.
We had such a good time sitting on the floor eating that bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I mean, if you love that soundbite like I do, you might want to go to kevinandbean.com and cast a vote for that.
Bean, I was listening yesterday. Did you really dye your hair blue?
Oh,
I'm afraid
so.
Why did you do that?
You have to ask Mrs. Baxter that. She just thought it would be fun. I don't know. I'm the cranky old guy who yells at the kids to get off the lawn, and I think she's about at wit's end with that, and she's trying to figure out a way to get me younger and more involved with society.
So she thought making you look like Cookie Monster was the answer?
Well, she knew I was traveling to the rock show, and she thought, hey, this will be fun, and you'll appear fun, and you'll appear interested, and, and like you care, and that's why she did it.
So it would be the only reason this sort of thing even happens is because you've moved far away. If you were still around here, and in fact, if I was here, it would not be tolerated. I
mean, you wouldn't have allowed that?
Well, it's not even that allowed. You'd finally go, oh, but this is not worth the abuse, and you'd dye your hair right back to whatever color it was beforehand.
You know, the funniest thing is we were under these sort of red lights when we were broadcasting backstage at Acoustic Christmas, which is why he did it, and it totally washed out the blue, so you couldn't see that it was blue. It just looked like this freaky dyed jet black.
Yeah.
like Gene
Ronald
Simmons.
Reagan or something?
Yes.
But also,
it didn't do anything that he wanted it to do.
If her goal was to hippen you up, why didn't she do anything about your Alan Jackson edition shirt that you bought at Cracker Barrel?
That's
okay.
True, too.
I'm standing by that shirt as being awesome. I did go to Cracker Barrel and buy something from the Alan Jackson
collection. Are you shopping at Cracker Barrel again?
Yeah, literally.
I thought it was awesome. And by the way, I'd like to say that I got props on the shirt and on the hair at Acoustic Christmas.
By the way, I'm sure you did, by people who are being polite. And by the way, when you dye your hair blue and go to places like the Cracker Barrel, you make yourself unwelcome everywhere. Because the people at the Cracker Barrel don't want you, a blue-haired guy, in there. And no one wants to meet a blue-haired guy with an Alan Jackson shirt on. So you've essentially alienated yourself from the entire planet Earth.
So I'm too rock for the rappers and I'm too rappy for the rockers. That's what you're telling me.
No, you look like a crazy old man.
All right. Well, listen, this isn't about me, Jim. That's not why we're here today. I understand you carpooled with a very special guest that's out in the hall.
Would Should I go get him?
Yes.
Would you mind? Could you step out?
He might be in the bathroom. I'll go try to find him.
All right.
Second, Mike, you got any holiday music or anything like that? Something you can play while we're waiting?
Let me see if I can get some just waiting music.
Yeah. This is going to be very
exciting. He's not here. He's
all right.
No, hold on. He's here. Hold on.
Carl, come on now.
We're waiting.
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Santa Carl, how are you?
Kevin and Big and Tammy, what's going on now?
Well,
Lisa
great.
May, that's right.
That's right. Thank you.
That's right.
Hi, Santa Carl.
It's great to see Santa Carl. Of course, the great Carl Malone, no longer playing professional basketball. But,
that's right. No longer in the NBA. But now, hanging around house, shooting up squirrel.
You still eating the squirrels, Carl?
Still eating squirrel. Make all sorts of recipe out of squirrel. Squirrel soup, squirrel pie, squirrel frittata, a new thing that Carl Malone making right now, so Italian. And that's good, too. That's a good breakfast item.
It does sound good. But you still love being Santa Carl. You still love talking to the little boys or girls, right?
Carl Malone do love boy, little girl. Love bringing toy to little boy and little girl. And Carl Malone love talking to them kids, right? And then kids, nowadays, here Carl Malone whole time.
All right.
Post office not taking a letter from kid to Santa Claus no more.
That's true.
I heard about that.
That's a hell of a dang thing right there. Because Karl Malone, mailman. Karl Malone, mailman, Karl Malone.
You are the mailman, yeah.
So one thing about mailman, always deliver.
Rain, deliver the mail, that's right.
Sleep, snow, no matter what.
That's right.
Karl Malone, always deliver mail. So that's why Karl Malone here today. Deliver all the kid mail to Santa Carl and
well,
to see what they want on Christmas Day.
Now, for folks who don't know, the post office pretty much discontinued their Letters to Santa program because they found out that child molesters were used to get to meet kids.
That's right. Some and that's
guys that were hired to answer the letters.
That's
yeah.
a dang thing right there. Yeah. Child yeah, molesters trying
nobody
to meet kids
that.
Through the mail.
That's no
that's
good.
A dang thing. Child molesters should be meeting a kid the old-fashioned way on the internet.
No, no. They shouldn't be meeting kids at all. No, no. We're saying they shouldn't be meeting the kids at all. No, no, no.
Sign up for Match.com.
No, please don't do that. That's terrible advice.
Playdate, a good place to meet little boys.
No, no, no. This is terrible advice. All right, let's change subjects. Here's the thing. You don't even have to go to the post office because Santa Carl is here in our studio. If you have a little boy or girl, what age, Santa Carl, are you looking to speak with here today?
All the cute age. Santa Carl don't want to talk to no 9-year-old talking about Xbox. Carl Malone, Santa Carl won't talk to little kids
little
who deserve
kids.
Little toys and little boys and little girls. And that's right. So from the age of, don't put on an infant. Don't put on some 1-year-old kid going to be like, goo, goo, goo. Santa Carl don't want to hear that. Santa Carl want to talk to 4, 5, 6-year-old kid, maybe 7 if slightly retarded.
Okay. All right. So 4 to 7 at the outside edge.
That's
if you've
good.
Got a kid who will like to talk to Santa Carl and tell him what he or she wants for Christmas, you can call right now. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-520-1067. Is that scotch you're drinking, Santa Carl? What do
Santa
you got going
Carl
on in that glass
sipping on
right
a
there?
Little, with Santa Carl call his special morning get-go, and that's what Santa Carl loved to have.
All right. This is a holiday treat. Yes? What
big,
now?
Big Santa Carl want to see. Y'all hear what Tiger Woods gave his wife for Christmas this year?
I don't think we did, no.
AIDS. Yeah. That's right. That's new. That's new. Santa Carl had the elves working on that one all night last night.
Oh,
all right. With that note, now you have to have your kids talk to this man. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls for the great Santa Carl when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ho, ho.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The great Santa Carl is here down from the North Pole or Salt Lake City, wherever Santa Carl is living these days. Carl, you love the rock music? Do you enjoy listening to music like that?
Santa Carl like country music. Santa Carl like Faith Hill. Santa Carl like Tim McGraw.
Sure.
Santa Carl like that kind of thing. Alan Jackson like Beanware. Wear on his shirt. He bought a Cracker Barrel. Carl Malone like Cracker Barrel, too. He loved them crackers, and he loved him out of our barrel.
All right. We look forward to this opportunity every year. This is how you can tell the holidays are really here, is when Santa Carl comes in to talk to the kids. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Santa Carl.
Oh, look at it. It's a song.
Here comes Santa Carl. Here comes Santa Carl for the boys and girls.
He do.
He's got a sleigh full of toys and goodies and a bag of squirrels.
That's right, squirrel.
He don't care the children are. He loves them all the same.
He do, too.
So be glad and don't be sad when Santa screws up your name.
Well, that's a hang on.
All right.
You know what Santa Carl? Santa Carl did last year have, well, last year Santa Carl were not here, and that's a terrible thing.
No.
Sorry to Kevin and Big for not coming in here last year, but Santa Carl here this year now, and ready to talk to all the little boy and girl.
All right, well, let's start with line 3 here. Young Reese is 4 years old, Santa Carl, and she would like to speak with you.
Hello?
Hi, Reese.
What's, hello there. How old are you, little girl?
Four-ish?
Okay. Well, that's a heck of a dank, the four-ish right now. Now, you hear sometimes people say 40-ish, but never now four-ish. Mm-hmm. So that's a first for Santa Carl. And what would you like for Christmas this year, niece?
It's Reese.
Santa Carl, sister, have a daughter he also called niece.
No, her name is Reese.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Like Reese's Cupcakes.
Baby.
What? Now, what you want for Christmas this year?
A baby.
What the hell? Hold on now. Now, hold on. Turn off music because Santa Claus need to get serious here for 1 second. Hold up.
And they need to turn down their radio, too. That's part of the problem.
And that's why this kid, 4-year-old, calling up Santa Claus asking to get pregnant. And that's a dang thing now. And Santa Claus don't want none of that right now. So Santa
all right,
Claus,
we're going
to... You're going to have to wait until you're 14 to have a baby with Santa Claus.
No.
That's no, right, yeah. No, don't tell these kids the wrong thing, Bean. This here is real important.
It's right way... They should be way older than 14, and they shouldn't be having a baby with you, Santa Claus. All right, we're going to move on. I'm sorry, Reese. Thank you for the
you
call.
Can't
no.
have no baby when four-year-old is baby. Four-year-old can't have baby. Baby.
Right. That's the right message. Well, that is correct.
Okay. But Santa Claus can't bring no baby. But sound like a good idea, I know. But Santa Claus can't do that now. Paternity
parents,
suit.
sitting in the room with your kids. Make sure your radio is down, please. Let's go to line
That's
one.
Right.
This is going to be little Max who's calling today. Max,
hello,
good
Max.
Morning. It's Max. You're on with Santa Carl. Hi.
Hi.
How old are you, little boy?
4.
4-year-old. And tell Santa Carl if you've been naughty or you've been nice this year.
Nice.
You've been nice? You've been real good. You clean up room?
Yeah.
You put all toys away?
Yeah.
Sometime when Mama asks you to set the table, you say, okay, Mama, Max going to help set the table.
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Santa Claus don't believe that for 1 second. Because Santa Claus here today, watching all time. He know if you've been naughty. He know you've been good. He know you've been bad. And Santa Claus knows something Max did that was a little bit bad this year. And Max got time out for them things. But you know what? Santa Claus don't care. He going to bring toys anyway. Because who the hell can have time to keep a list like
that's
that?
True. That's true.
That's a long list. And that's enough work dropping all them toys down the chimney.
Sure.
And
sure.
So Santa Claus need to know what Max want this year for Christmas.
I want a car.
What? Now, hold up now. Santa Claus can't bring car.
Remote control car.
Oh, mo control car. Okay, then. Okay.
That's better.
A mo control robot.
A mo control robot to get in a mo patrol car? That's good. Remote patrol, one of Santa Claus' favorite thing, because you can sit there with a remote patrol and control dang from far. So, in other words, Santa Claus will be sitting down in a chair, uh-huh. And then remote patrol, police car, driving up. Scaring a dog, shooting off maybe little bullets on the squirrels and killing all things. So that's a good gift for Max. And Santa Claus gonna bring all kind of remote patrols to Max this year, okay?
Okay, there
that's
you go.
Nice.
Okay, ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, Maxie.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, very that's sweet. Right. That's lovely.
Oh,
okay.
That's a cute kid. He's going to be so gay, that kid right there.
Oh, come on.
That's going to be a gay. There ain't nothing
Why?
Wrong with
is
that
remote
neither.
Control cars?
Ain't
nothing There's nothing wrong. Wrong with that.
Well,
come
that's,
on.
Well, Santa Claus just had a feeling about that right there.
Why don't we try Topanga? Topanga
what the hell?
Is called is on line
that's
six
That's the name
for
of
you.
A canyon. That ain't the name of a baby.
Well, let's find out what Topanga has to say. Hi, sweetheart. You're on with Santa Carl. Go ahead.
Hi.
Ho, 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 Topanga. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Good. And what would Santa Claus bring you for Christmas this here year, Topanga?
iPod.
What?
I believe she said an iPod,
oh,
Santa Claus.
You know what? That's a good thing, the iPod. That's something you carry around in a pocket and ride around on a bicycle, listen to music. You can't hear traffic. You can't hear nothing. An oncoming car, maybe remote patrol car come down, run you all over your head. That's a dangerous gift. For a child to have. What kind of music y'all like to listen in potato?
Topanga.
In iPod. Hello, potato.
Hi, Montana, and hey there, Delilah.
And who?
Hey there, Delilah is a song she enjoys singing.
Oh, that's a terrible song.
Hey there, don't Delilah. Tell Topanga that.
Tom Malone
Come
hate
on.
That. Santa Claus hate that song, and Santa Claus want no part of that right there.
Oh, that's, but no, little Topanga.
But hold
Come
up.
On.
You know what? Potato, Santa Claus going to bring you something nice like some kind of, ooh, doo-doo pets. That's a big thing right this year.
What?
Doo-doo pets is a popular thing. People selling them on eBay. They like squirrel without tail and with batteries instead of food. And it's like they're hamster and they're popular and they go for like $80 nowadays.
Oh,
and
well,
Santa Claus
wow.
going to bring that instead of iPod.
She wanted an iPod.
That is
okay.
dangerous and traffic. And Santa Claus, hate that. Hey, let the Delilah. That's a,
all right. Topanga, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for calling, okay?
And ho, ho, ho.
All right, we just have time for two more calls
okay,
here, Santa Claus.
Okay, let's, Santa Claus, keep it tight.
Let's try Brendan. Brendan is on line 8 here on the most wonderful time of the year. Hi, Brendan, you're on with Santa Claus. Go ahead.
Hello, Brendan.
Hi.
Hi.
What could Santa Claus bring you, Brenda?
A Lego Star Wars set.
A Lego... What?
Star Wars set.
Oh, Star Wars, like C-3PO and all that, R2-D2. That's
right.
Good. That's a, you know what? That's a good gift right there.
Yeah.
Lego Star Wars gift. Because that at home, you could build, kid could build own toy, and then maybe Santa Claus take year off next year. So that's right. Kid get all sorts of little piece of plastic, and Lego charge like $85 for them piece of plastic, and they put them together, and what the hell? Look at that. Luke Skywalker now built in Karl Malone home.
There you go.
And
yeah,
that's a good thing. Perfect. Building, because I teach kids important, valuable thing about building things. And Karl Malone, Santa Claus, loved that right there.
Okay,
building
so thing. Brandon's going to get his toy then.
Big Santa Claus live in a house that were built.
Well, sure. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay. So that's the thing right there.
All right, so Brandon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brandon.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and don't let nobody make fun of you because you have a girl's name, okay?
Oh, Santa Carl, don't say that. Come on.
Well, Brendan do.
All right. One, it's Brendan. It's not Brendan. It's Brendan. All right, one more call. This is going to be little L. L is on line three today
what?
On the
hold
Kevin
on, hold
show.
On. That,
yeah.
L, a letter.
Hello.
L ain't a name. L, letter. Like
it's a name also, but oh, we got to have mommy turn the radio all the way off, though.
What if girl call up named Q? What the hell? That's a name, Q? Is that name? Well, how about M? Am a name?
No. Okay, this is just yeah. E-L-L-E, though, is all.
Yeah, well, Santa Claus don't know how L spell except letter L, but okay. That's a silly name right there.
Let's you
know
see what she wants for Santa. She's on the phone.
Yeah, okay. Hello, L.
A monkey that walks.
What?
Monkey that walks.
Monkey that walks. Hold up. Now, that's a damn thing to say to Santa Claus right there.
Oh,
Santa
no,
Claus, wait.
No,
that's
a no,
outrageous.
Santa Claus.
Thing to say.
No, that's
and Santa Claus very angry right now and thinking about filling the whole chimney with coal and maybe burning
it down
right now.
No.
She was asking for a present. It didn't have anything to do with you.
Hold.
She wants a little toy monkey
that's
that
a
walks.
Hell of a dang thing. Don't, you know what? Listen, Kramer, don't go defending her with this kind of talk. We got a president now. African-American, first African-American president.
Right.
President Obama.
Right.
And
right.
That's a good thing right there because White
fine,
House.
But
yeah,
it doesn't have anything to do with what she's asking.
Well,
she's talking about a toy monkey.
You know what? Karl Malone wished your parents were squirrels so he could shoot them right this Christmas.
Wow.
And that's what
Karl
Malone was going to do. Because that's a hell of a thing to call.
Wow.
Karl Malone.
Why take one call
when
you can take one call too many?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, y'all hear that? What, Tiger Wood bringing his?
No.
Yeah, we did.
He
did
bringing
about
Helen
that,
for Christmas this year?
Yeah, we heard.
That's
we heard.
Right.
Thank you.
That's a good thing, right? That's a good one, right? When Santa Claus said Tiger Wood bringing AIDS to
Yeah, we heard that. That's
what he's giving Helen for Christmas.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad you stayed on the line long enough to hear the AIDS joke.
Okay,
we appreciate the call.
Say hello to MNOP for Santa Carl, too.
Santa Carl, we love you, man. We'll see you in a year.
Well,
thanks for stopping by the Kevin DeBede Show.
It's been a hell of a thing, and it's great.
It has.
And tell Kevin Santa Carl, hope he feels better.
Okay.
And
we will.
Thank you, too. And Lisa
you,
May,
Santa
Tammy,
Carl.
It's a good to see you again,
it's good
too.
To see you
so,
too, Santa
Merry
Carl.
Christmas, everybody, and ho, ho, ho.
That was a good one. If we do the top 10 Hayes of 2009, that one might even make it. It's 106.7 KROQ. In fact, the world famous K-Rock at 840. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are looking back on the year almost past, the year of 2009. Next hour, by the way, we'll be counting down the top 10 sound bites of 2009. Will
the FBI
make the list?
God,
you can help
not.
Decide. Go to KevinandBean.com.
Vote for that one.
And cast your vote. We'll find out in less than an hour what the top 10 sound bites are for this show for 2009. All right. In the recap department, Psycho Mike, you are leading the next one. You are the keeper of the moments with. What
yes.
do we need to know?
Top 10 moments with of 2009. We're going to start off the list with Bean. At the very beginning of the year, we had Mr. Tom Morello in here, and Bean just fails trying to ask him a question.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I can't believe I totally forgot. I had a really good question about that. It's been a long time since we've had one of these happen, but I totally forgot.
Wow.
That was now. A moment with Bean.
Here's, in the words of Santa Carl, here's my whole thing. Most people, they have a brain fart like that, and it's gone, and they're never reminded of it again. Everything we say is on a microphone and saved forever, and boy, do they come back to haunt you, because it happens to everybody.
And you're thinking that would be motivation to not suck.
Yes,
but
you would think so.
It isn't.
You would think so.
Here's
right.
another appearance by Bean at number 9. He tries to go with a common figure speech, and again, just fails.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I've given all of these topics a lot of thought.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in. I'm just talking off the hip here, man. Or from the hip, or wherever the
shooting
hip is.
Shooting from the hip.
Yeah, you
whatever
should be
talking off the top
whatever
of your
you do
head.
With your hip.
You top.
I'm just,
pick
I'm
one
just
of the
saying,
other.
I'm not just talking from the hip here.
That was a moment with Bean.
I can't even remember that one.
You're the glee in Kevin's voice, by the way, when he realizes that
yes,
Kevin, that Bean
Kevin.
Has screwed up as badly as he usually does.
Well, I'd like to point out we're doing the top 10 moments with, which are fails on this show for the year. So far, it's 100% Bean. Yeah, so what's up with that?
Yep. Stop sucking.
Here comes Kevin. Here comes Kevin. We were talking to a local weathercaster here in L.A. His name is Doug Kriegel. And often Ralph will portray him, and we'll talk to him about the rain here in Los Angeles. And Kevin would like to say goodbye to Doug, and it doesn't work out so well.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, well, good reporting, Craig. Doug?
Thank you, Steve.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Craig, now that's interesting.
Is it just all right. Is the audio on these a little low? It's
very low.
Can we boost that up a little bit, Mike?
Mike's not paying attention. All right, we're up to what, number seven now?
This is number seven. Kevin is trying to solicit for our very popular Miss Double D show, and he cannot do that so well.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Miss Double December, come... What just happened to me?
I don't know.
What just happened? Did I have a stroke right there?
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, sure was.
That's classic number six.
Lisa May often has to do advertisements in her traffic, and those are very important because our advertisers, you know, help pay for the radio station. So it's good that Lisa totally screws this one up.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Super Lotto Plus or Mega Million plays and enter into a bonus draw.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Oops.
You calling the lottery bogus?
Oh, man.
The whole thing's a sham?
I heard about that.
Wow. And they're paying you to read that?
They
come
sure
on.
Did.
Top 10 moments with on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're up to number five.
We've made our way to number five. Kevin screws up simple words. So when he tries to go for long words, it's a bad scene.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Yeah. Well, she said she looked like Ernest Borgnine in that one interview, remember?
But it's, I mean, come on. That's fake self-deprecation or whatever.
Deprecation.
Thank you.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Wow. That's rough. I hope that future affiliates of the Kevin and Bean Show are tuning in today to see how fine this program is if they want to carry it on their station. All right, number four.
Earlier in the countdown, we heard Bean screw up a common figure speech. Now it's Kevin's turn.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
I mean, if they start smelling money in the water, they're going to start coming out of the woodwork.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah. You know, that just happened very, very recently. That was us talking about the Tiger Woods story and the Showbiz Beat with Ralph. And here's how inured we are to the moments with anymore. None of us in the room or in the office even noticed that one. It was a listener who tipped us off. And once we went back and saw how spectacular it was, it ended up at number four on the list.
Yeah.
This is just a plain old brain fart from Ralph. I don't know. I can't really explain what happened, but it's Ralph's first appearance on the top 10 moments with of 2009.
Oops. And now, a moment with Ralph.
Hey!
What?
That was just a sound.
What was that sound?
Just some sound came out of me.
It wasn't the beginning of a word or a sense or thought.
Just a sound.
Wow.
That was a moment with Ralph.
I think it's the onset of early Tourette's.
Tay!
All right. I'm getting very nervous. What's left if this is what didn't make number two and number one? But what's the next clip up?
Number two is Kevin. And he comes out of a song to give the name and numbers of our radio station and doesn't do so well.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
102. 102?
Wow.
102.
Do you know something we don't know?
No. 111.
That was a moment with Kevin.
He's the best.
All right.
Number one.
There's a lot of competition for this one.
The number one moment with.
I mean, this is like, honestly, when you start thinking about the number one moment with of the year, it's just like American Idol. There are hundreds of thousands competing to be number one every year, but there can only be one champion. I'm terrified that it's going to be me.
Bean, you do take home the trophy for the number one. Moment with of 2009, Ralph was doing a voice bit where he was portraying a Japanese girl. I don't remember this voice bit, but it was about 4 or 5 months ago from the date of the audio that I pulled. And you went to introduce her to the audience, and I cannot wrap my head around how much you screwed this up.
I don't remember this at all.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I hope there will be many other appearances, Miyuku Hatayoma. Yama. There's no way I said that right. Hello. How are you?
Wait, who was that?
That was worst intro ever.
It was terrible.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
That's funny, yet also very, very sad.
Yeah. See what you do for all a living.
Yeah. I know. We got an instant request still to come, plus the top 10 sound bites of 2009 as the Kevin and Bean Show continues right after this.
106.7 KROQ is the world-famous K-Rock. It's 8:56. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. A brand new instant request coming up for you and the top 10 sound bites of 2009. Right now, Omar joins us in studio ahead of Ralph's Showbiz Beat. What are we doing here? What's the plan here, guys?
Omar has told us that he got us the greatest Christmas presents ever.
Greatest Christmas present ever.
And apparently we all have the same thing, right?
It's first time. Usually, I like to think of myself as a pretty thoughtful gift giver.
You are. You're a good gift giver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when I saw this item, I was just like, oh my God. I got one for myself. I got one for everyone because it's that good.
Wow.
So, sweet.
Yeah.
Salvation Army bell?
No, it's not. All right, so Ralph, Lisa, Mike, open them.
Shall
open
we?
Them up.
Okay.
I'm going to open this in concert here since you all got the same thing.
You're a good gift giver, but not a good rapper.
No, I'm not.
There we go. Very exciting.
What is this? Come on with that.
Gia Obama.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah!
Come on with that.
Our
44th president of the U.S., Obama with
that. It was banned in stores, and I found it.
Herbs growing out of his head.
Yep. There you go.
Very nice.
Wow.
Come on with that.
It's a Chia Pet Obama.
It's an instant collector's item, man.
There's two versions. There's Chia Obama determined and Chia Obama happy.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Grow them both, it says.
Full growth in 1 to 2 weeks.
That's absolutely very exciting,
absolutely.
Omar.
Chia Obama.
Omar, thank you so
That's
much.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Forward to growing.
That's awesome.
Growing my Chia Obama.
Yep.
And by the way, the reason it was pulled from stores, believe it or not, is there are people who complain that it was racist because you're quote unquote making fun of the president's African American hair. But that's the whole point of why it's funny is because it grows hair like an afro, right?
Right. Yep. Of course.
Yeah. People need to relax.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful, Omar.
Thank
you very much.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
You.
All right. Time for the Showbiz Beat now. What's going on, Ralph?
Suzanne Somers. Mm-hmm. Has a new secret. She has a beauty technique that she wants to develop. And she says it will change the way women stay young.
When did she get to be a scientist?
She is a scientist, Lisa.
She has a whole book on, like, hormones.
How to battle cancer with fruit and stuff.
Well, she does look fantastic for her age. I do have to give her credit for that.
She may be the luckiest woman in the
world.
That's
just genetic lottery. Yeah, she just lucked out. She has a new technique, she claims, that will involve a new type of facelift and breast lift by harvesting your own stem cells.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how that
Why
works.
Why is Suzanne Somers telling me this and not a doctor?
Because, Lisa, she's a genius. She was okay. Chrissy on Three's Company.
I know. I'm so confused.
She's writing a book, and she is going to be on Larry King soon talking about her new idea for how to harvest your own stem cells and use them for cosmetic surgery.
Did she do this already?
I don't
know. We don't
know? I don't know.
Look, I don't mean to be insensitive here, but if Chrissy is that smart, why couldn't she keep John Ritter alive?
Good point. Or she when he needed him.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Jesse McCartney's quite the ladies' man. E! Online reports that he recently broke up with Hayden Panettiere, who he was dating for about a minute.
Because she was too stumpy?
She is not stumpy. Shut up.
A little stump.
She's not.
A little stumpy.
Exactly.
That's for Hayden. He is going back to his ex-girlfriend, Katie Cassidy of Melrose Place.
Oh.
Who deserves,
she
deserves so
stumpy.
Much more. She is a stunning, beautiful, talented
my
woman.
My stump, my stump, my stump.
No.
My lovely little stump. Amputee.
No.
No.
That's right. So that's how he rolls, Jesse McCartney. I don't know who he is or what he does, but apparently he dates well.
Yeah.
That much we know.
Was he either in a boy band of some sort or on a Disney TV show, Mike, or did he just come out fully formed as a solo artist?
I don't know what he does. I know him. I can picture him right now. I know exactly who he is.
I've seen photos of him drinking in a bar underage. I know that.
Yeah.
I've seen
him
do that.
I know he's a handsome little blonde guy. I don't know what he does.
Fame is too easily doled out these days, doesn't it? You just give it to anybody. It's cheesing me off.
Cleo says that he sings, "Why Don't You Tell Him That I'm Leaving Never to Come Back Again."
All right. Well, that's cleared that up.
All right, hang on a second here, guys. I got an update. He apparently was in the boy band Dream Street and then appeared in the television series Summerland and has a recurring character on Greek. So all of those things that I guessed that Mike hadn't heard of, I hadn't heard of either, but they're all true.
Also sings the song, "Why Don't You Tell Them That I'm Leaving, Never to Come Back Again. Found somebody who does it better than he can."
How do you know this about Jesse McCartney?
I'm a girl.
Huh. What's wrong with you, buddy?
No, he also sang... Oh, crap. He had a one-hit wonder that apparently wasn't a
one-hit
wonder.
I've never heard of his band or his TV show or anything.
In order to be a one-hit wonder, doesn't your one have to have been a hit? Wouldn't I know it if he had it?
If you heard it, you would know it.
All right. No, here's the only thing that I had heard about Jesse McCartney that I just looked up and turns out to be true. He co-wrote the song Bleeding Love for Leona Lewis.
Real.
Now, that's legit. That's legitimate.
That's too legit.
That's it, though. That's the only thing we know.
Huh. Yeah. And he's getting Katie Cassidy.
Well, it's not acceptable. He co-wrote that song, huh?
Yes, he did.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Still not okay with him dating Katie Cassidy, though.
Yeah, he needs a deeper resume if he's going to date your girlfriend,
and
Katie.
And a deeper voice.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? She needs a real man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
His hit was Beautiful Soul.
How does that go?
I know. Goodbye.
You like Cleo? Here's your theme.
Bye, Cleo. See you, Cleo.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Let her sing that for us.
She played off. Thank you so much.
Cleo is a 12-year-old girl.
Today's celebrity birthdays, writer, producer, legend Stephen Bochco is 66 years old today.
He's a fag.
Hey, no, sir, no. He gave us NYPD Blue. He gave us the Hill Street Blues. Gave us L.A. Law.
Varsity Blues.
Above the Law.
The Blues Brothers.
He was Beyond the Law.
Cruz Azul.
66 years old today. Benny Anderson of ABBA is 63. William the Fridge Perry celebrates his 47th birthday today. Benjamin Bratt of Law & Order is 46. Michael McCrary of Boys II Men is 38 years old. And Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Celebrates the big 3-0 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I never did get the hang of it. I'm always wrong. 106.7 KROQ is the world famous K-Rock. Thanks a lot for listening. It is 9:12. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The top 10 sound bites of 2009 coming up as our best of the year show continues. By the way, this is our last program before we go on vacation. And one of the things that we always like to do before we leave for the Christmas break is take care of Lisa May. Frankly, we don't think of Lisa when we're not on the show, so we end up forgetting to buy her a gift. So then we come in and we panic and we go, hey, where can we find something right now? So earlier this morning, as we do, we dialed up QVC, and the way it works is we buy whatever is on the screen. And I've gotten a couple of emails from people today who say, hey, I missed the call if you already dialed QVC. What did Lisa get as a gift this year? Here's what you missed.
This is a great dog, because I got to tell you, all those interactive toys out there are very expensive. This is a phenomenal price, and this is the final presentation at this price of $18.60. He is adorable. He will make the whole family laugh, but whoever you give this to, and again, we can get him to you before Christmas with a credit card order. You don't have to pay anything other than the standard shipping and handling and the price and the tax. I mean, you don't have to pay extra to get it there in time, which is awesome.
And the nice thing, everything comes in this beautiful box. All your batteries are included.
Oh, it comes in a beautiful box.
Holly the Pup, realistic interactive plush puppy with bone remote, which sounds like a euphemism, but it's actually just a super annoying little toy that costs us less than $20.
I hate you so much.
I consider that our work is done. All right. Got an instant request. A lot of people have heard the troubling news, apparently true, that John Frusciante has once again left the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He, of course, has been their on-again, off-again guitar player for something like 20 years. So we thought, let's find out what's going on inside the band as we check into this instant request.
Listen up, everyone!
You instant
make a request.
Instant request! Kevin and Bean's
instant request.
First, I believe we have our friend Anthony Kiedis on the line. Hi, Anthony, can you hear us okay?
Moon, skies, cosmos, hello.
Hi, Anthony, good to talk to you again, my friend. And, of course, John Frusciante, who's the center of all the attention right now. John, are you on the line as well?
Puppies are made out of wood.
Okay, I don't know if that's true. Anthony, what can you tell us? What's going on with your band right now? We've heard some very sad rumors.
It's been tough. John's not only part of my band. He's been a personal friend of mine for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote a song about it. That's the only way I could really express myself. I'm in the studio right now with the other members of the band.
Oh, yeah. Could we hear some of that? That'd be great, yeah. Okay, I don't know that that helps me understand the situation in the band. John, maybe you can tell me from your perspective what's going on.
Tomatoes taste like red.
Okay, but I think I was asking, are you out of the Chili Peppers, and if so, why? What happened this time around?
Why can't I touch a cloud?
Pennsylvania, we'll entertain you. Dracula statues from Pennsylvania, California. Dragon and Moon, they got dang, 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 dang.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense, Anthony, at all. John, do you want to still be in the band? Do you wish you guys were still working together making music?
Sometimes I play hockey with robots.
Anthony, what can you... difficult interview.
Kimberly Mustack sitting in my backpack. Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo, whack-a-dang. I like to watch Judge Walker. You know it's true in California.
Okay, I appreciate that you're in California and all that, but I'm trying to figure out what's the rift between you guys. Why can't you get together and write music like you've been doing?
My head fell asleep.
No California?
California!
There you go. All right. I don't think we're getting anywhere on this. Thanks, guys. It's 106.7 K-Rock, world famous K-Rock. It's 9:24. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We have been looking back on the year almost past, the best of 2009, stuff that's happened on this program. By the way, everything that we've done today, in top 10 internet roundups, top 10 Omar intros and songs, top 10 moments with, all that stuff is going to be up at kevinandbean.com. If it's not already, it will be later on today. You can also, you have been able to, for the past 24 hours, you've been able to go to kevinandbean.com and vote on what you think the top soundbite of 2009 should be. It's one of the things that we enjoy most about this show are the little little drops and little funny things that people say that we play. What?
We, Kimosabi?
Oh, how dare you, Ralph.
You are obsessed with the sound.
I enjoy
drop.
It?
You
Do
are
I enjoy it? Yes.
With the drop of sound. That's all you live for.
I think the listeners like it, too. In fact, we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes already this morning since we've been talking about the fact that you can go on the website. And we are now going to count down the top 10 sound bites of the Kevin and Bean Show of 2009. I hope you're here, your favorite. And at number 10, this one has become not just a popular drop on the program. It has become, frankly, a device we can't wait to be built for real.
Murder.
Yeah. The murder button, which was Ralph Garman's idea that seriously somebody needs to come up with, because how many times in your day-to-day activities could you use that?
So many people need to die. So many people.
Number 9 on the list of the top 10 by your votes is, I think this is the first time that we've ever had an Afro line call, that somebody called up and left a message for us that became so popular that we ended up using it throughout the year. Here's your number 9.
Is it still rape if you're surprised?
I mean, that's a great question, too.
That was pretty awesome.
Something that has certainly caused a lot of conversation. And I think I'm coming down to the conclusion that, yes, it is. It is still, in fact.
Okay.
Number 8 on the list of your favorites. You hear this one oftentimes in the showbiz beat. If ever, I don't know, Ralph brings up somebody like, shall we say, Khloe Kardashian, you might hear this sound.
Chewy.
It's funny. Chewy's been around since the mid-70s, yet he's found a new life here on the Kevin and Bean Show to represent maybe, well, you know, beasts. Top 10 sound bites of 2009. It wouldn't be a countdown without number 7.
No.
Yeah.
Nopey. Nopey, the dog that only says no.
That is Gumby's dog, Nopey, at number 7. Here's number 6, and it was tough to choose because this guy gave us so many great choices to pick from, but this is the one that made it to number 6.
Oh, good for you!
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Christian Bale!
Yeah. It's so useful. Out of that whole rant, that's the one that really shines.
It's true.
No is good, though.
No is good.
No!
But, I mean, there's a lot of people screaming no. I mean, you can get a lot of violent no. That is just beauty right there.
One of the best Hollywood stories ever was the Christian Bale Terminator rap. All right, we're into the top 5 now, the best sound bites of 2009 by your vote at kevinandbean.com. Here's another one that Ralph came up with that has got to be, goddammit, the catchiest jingle ever. I can't tell you how many times in the course of a month I'll be driving or sleeping or walking or in the shower, and this will come into my head.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
Can't get away from it.
Very strong.
It's the beauty of popcorn. It has nothing to do with me. Popcorn is now and forever.
All right, number four, and I'm going to be completely honest. I did not influence the voting here. You picked it. It would have been my number one if it was up to me, and I think you can imagine.
The FBI!
Come on.
Oh, man.
The great Edwin, ladies and gentlemen. I get emails several times a week from people who want to know where the FBI came from.
No, the business line's ringing up the hook, too. Yeah,
I'm telling you, people love it. It's from the film That Darn Cat is where Edwin's FBI comes from, in case you want to see that.
You don't have to tell us.
All right. Number three, and I have a feeling, Ralph, this would have been number one on your list. It certainly has been useful to you as you do the Showbiz Beat throughout the year.
Yeah!
Keyboard Cat, everybody!
Best thing ever to get played off by Keyboard Cat.
I believe I've been played off more than anybody, come to think of it.
I agree.
All right, number two happened fairly late in the year, but the listeners love it. It's one of the most requested sound files at kevinandbean.com. People want to put it on their phones. They want it to in their, when they get a text, and it's our own Miss Cleo.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock.
Miss Cleo was trying to play a game where she was getting somebody to come up with the title of a song, and she just froze.
It's one of those that you get as much joy the 10th time as you did the first time hearing it.
It is the Christmas gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
All right, we're at the top of the mountain now. The number one most popular sound bite of the Kevin and Bean Show for 2009.
Clocks.
I know. I mean,
better than clocks.
There's some great stuff on this list, but only one could be number one. And it, again, is a very recent clip, but I have a feeling that we're not just playing it now because of the Tiger Woods story. I think we'll be playing his mother-in-law on the 911 tape forever.
What happened?
I think we may.
I mean, how many times in your life do you walk into a situation and the only appropriate question is,
what happened?
So, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Number one, top 10 sound bites of 2009. You can see it all at kevinandbean.com.
The clock and it's those and with the clock and it's and clock similar to clock with the clock.
Yeah. See, there's two schools. There's those who love the clock's original, the extra crispy, and then there's those who like the remix. So we did a little remix for you right there from Miss Cleo. All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on 106.7 KROQ. It is 9:38. Ralph joins us in studio for our final Showbiz Beat of the day, of the week, of the year. By the way, Ralph, real quick, before you get into the Showbiz Beat.
Oh, for sweet Jesus.
And I know you're chopping.
Stop just getting in my way. Ever.
I know you're chopping at the bit. I wanted to take a moment just because, we have lots of people who help us put this program on every year. And it's, I think it'd be nice to.
Good for you.
I just wanted to acknowledge, in addition to the voices that you so often hear on the radio, like Kevin and Bean and Mike and Ralph and Lisa, that we got a hard working office back there with Dave, the King of Mexico, with our producer Alex, with, people like Miss Cleo and, Omar, of course, and intern Chip, who is the greatest intern in the world that helped us out this year. Lightning, who does a lot of work for us behind the scenes, he doesn't get the credit for. Jose, who runs the show for our affiliates across the country. Mm-hmm. And we very rarely give a shout out to the affiliates, but I did want to thank our listeners far and wide from everywhere, from Boise, Idaho, to Baton Rouge, to Fresno and Reno, Wichita, Iowa City, Champaign, Illinois, and more cities coming in 2010. We do appreciate you guys listening, and we're glad that you're enjoying the show, and we appreciate when you get in touch with us, too. That's all. I just wanted to throw a little a nice note out there to end the year on a positive tip. That's all.
Oh, good for you.
And I can tell it was a mistake.
Well, in response to your nice shout out there, everyone here who works in the show, we'd like to thank everyone, of course, for listening and having another great year. But we'd also like to thank Kevin, who, of course, is not with us today because he's sick. And the other half of his long-term partnership, Bean, who does the show and makes it all possible every day.
Thank you very much.
Bean, thank you.
I know that hurt you to say that. I appreciate that.
Thank you for being who you are, Bean.
A puss, a fairy, a queer, a queen, fudge packer, uphill gardener, fruit-picking sodomite.
Yeah, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you are, Bean.
All right. How about the world's shortest showbiz, Bean?
Depeche Mode has toured the world and elsewhere. And yet in all those years, the band has never played the famed Royal Albert Hall in London. That all changes February 17th. It's just been announced they're going to be doing a benefit show for the Teenage Cancer Trust
which is a big charity in England. Every year they raise millions of dollars to help battle cancer in teenagers. And it looks like it's going to be quite the event. So you can see Depeche Mode and more details in case you want to go to London and see them in that show. DepecheMode.com has all the details. But this Teenage Cancer Trust, you know, Ricky Gervais, if you saw his special on HBO, was talking about it, that he does it every year as a battling cancer in teenagers. And he said one year he met a 19-year-old backstage who was really suffering with cancer, and he got very close to him. And then he came back the following year. And Ricky Gervais said, "You're 20 years old. Get the hell out of here. This is for teenage cancer, not 20-year-old cancer." Threw him out of the building. So it was a heartwarming story. Tobey Maguire is not playing the lead role of Bilbo Baggins in the upcoming two films that are being made from the famous book, The Hobbit. No matter what you may have heard, Tobey tells The Hollywood Reporter, "I love Guillermo del Toro, who, of course, is directing, and Peter Jackson, who's producing. And I certainly wouldn't take myself out of the conversation if I was ever part of it. But I haven't read a script or talked to anybody about it, so it looks like a long shot for Tobey to step in and play another legendary role after playing Spider-Man to come on as Bilbo Baggins, The Hobbit." But James McAvoy, David Tennant, Jack Black, and Daniel Radcliffe, their names have all been bandied about as a potential casting for The Hobbit as well. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't think Daniel Radcliffe could do it because it's just that's Harry Potter. You just see
he's Harry Potter, right?
I kind of want to say I'm not interested in seeing The Hobbit, but I didn't think I would be interested in seeing Lord of the Rings until it came out, and it was awesome. So I guess got to give this one a benefit of the doubt, too.
And Guillermo del Toro, always.
Oh, he's incredible.
Visually, always a fascinating director. And
love
I think
him.
He'd do a great job with that book, especially. Adam Lambert's been warned to behave himself. Ooh. Apparently, he is going to perform on tonight's season finale, So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh,
want and some poppers?
Producers have sent word to Adam's people asking that he not hump a dude on stage or do anything else that might cause young listeners to avert their
this
eyes.
This is disgusting. It's on. It's on. Shock. Here it is.
Lisa, what if he kisses a man?
Oh, no. Then the
what happens? If he kisses a man, we're all going to die.
People will fall from the sky.
Ralph, we have some audio from rehearsals.
Oh, yeah. Great. Let me hear it.
How great is male ass?
Wow, he's doing a non-album track today. That's
Adam's
bold.
Going for a deep, deep cut off his off his CD there. Look, Jennifer Lopez also performing tonight along with Mary J. Blige and Leona Lewis. Quite the lineup for So You Think You Can Dance.
He's done several other television appearances since that ABC one that got him in all the trouble. I think he's understood that and he's managed to be on and meet broadcast standards.
Word is his people have received a warning from Fox asking him to be on his best behavior. So there you go.
Okay.
Blake Fielder-Civil and Amy Winehouse are doing some serious wedding planning, according to the London Sun tabloid. They spoke to the groom's mom, Georgette Civil. It seems like the parents of these two can't seem to shut the F up between Amy's dad and Blake's mom. But she says she thinks the two will be saying their second round of I do's early next year. It's just as soon as Blake gets out of rehab. So we wish them all the best.
Between the time that each of them has been in rehab and or jail, it doesn't seem like they've spent very much actual time together.
That's true. It'd be like getting married again all over. This time they'd actually have to live together and stay sober.
Well, that's not going to work.
She's got implants now. He may be looking forward to it.
And it looks like Kate Hudson and Alex Rodriguez are all over, which is odd because I saw Kate Hudson on Larry King last night talking about her new movie, Nine. And Larry said, "How's A-Rod?" And she said, "Oh, he's doing great. He's doing great."
So. I think they taped that about 2 or 3 days ago.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, things should change quickly.
Yeah, things can change quickly.
What happened?
7 months of being together, and the Us Weekly and the New York Post are both saying the two have definitely split. Their spies are telling them that not only is Kate and Alex history, but A-Rod has moved on to Miami, Florida. He is partying and apparently got all kinds of women all over him. So.
Of course.
He'll be fine.
He was looking at flat-chested ironing board Hudson, and he looks over at the same ballpark he sees Minka Kelly with Derek Jeter, and he goes, wait, I can have that? I can have stuff like that?
Plus, he can upgrade because he won the World Series.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Reese Witherspoon apparently split up as well. So not a good day for flat blonde actresses when it comes to relationships.
What happened?
What happened indeed. Well, you know, sometimes you don't want to buy that extra present. around the holiday season.
So you dump them before the holidays.
Pull the ripcord before you get into anything expensive. Because, you know, these broads, they want jewelry and whatnot. No thank you. I'm going to jettison before the holiday season. So make sure you do that, fellas, if you're listening.
Why can't these whores just keep their big mouths shut?
I'm serious. If you're thinking she's not going to be around in February, boys, just get out now. Because it'll save you a lot of money
Jake
in
Gyllenhaal
the long run.
Who made that call?
It was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, it was Mr. Gyllenhaal.
Wow. Today's celebrity birthday, Stephen Bochco, writer, producer, TV legend. I had the great pleasure of working for him for a couple seasons on NYPD Blue, and he could not be a nicer guy. 66 years old today. Benny Anderson of ABBA is 63. Former NFLer William the Fridge Perry is 47 years old today. Speaking of NFL, you know what happens in January when we get back?
What?
I get to talk about a certain team again.
That's right.
You'll have paid off your bet.
I think I will show up in a helmet and pads and full uniform and just go off. I think that's what's going to happen.
Did we have anyone keeping track? The bet was that the guy gets $20 or something for every time you said it. And there were a few times.
I thought you were keeping track.
I actually pulled audio of every time you did mention it this year.
Yeah?
It was once.
Just once?
Yep.
I thought for sure
then
I
you missed some.
More than
it was three or four times. It was three or four times.
I don't know about four. I was thinking two or three times.
Ralph was very good about talking about a certain team that wears green from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I thought I said the word twice, though, at least twice. Two or three times, I thought.
Okay, but you're gonna be so happy to have that embargo lifted, though. Oh my God,
dude gets no money because we can't prove it one way or the other.
Mm. Hey, it's up to as far as I'm concerned, the burden of proof is on him to prove it.
Come and get your money. Arizona Cardinals fan. Benjamin Bratt from Law and Order is 46 years old today, and Flo Rida, who not only is an excellent rapper but makes great tater tots. Have you ever had those Flo Rida tater?
I think those little Flo Rida.
No,
the company is Flo Rida.
Oh, they're good. You bake them up and then you put ketchup and salt on them. Oh, they're delicious.
It's Flo Rida
tater tots.
No, you're wrong, Bean. It's Flo Rida. He makes those.
Flo
Rida
potato nuggets, or whatever they're called. They're excellent.
What happened?
40 years old today. Anna Popplewell of the Chronic What? Coles of Narnia is 21 years old today. I am Ralph Garman, and I am out of here.
Yes! Woo!
You quit this bitch.
Let's take it home.
All right. Psycho Mike, just because we won't be here live with new shows starting tomorrow doesn't mean people shouldn't come on back. I understand you have prepared a very tasty Best of Kevin and Bean. Am I right about
that? Correct. In fact, this year, better than ever. You guys did a really good job in 2009 because I had no problem finding juicy, awesome, tremendous bits to construct a best of.
Let's not overdo it.
Please come back if you're on your way to work or if you normally tune in. Don't think that just because you guys are leaving, there's not going to be great Kevin and Bean.
It was just a yes or no question. I didn't really need all of this. I will tell you, and you're going to be very excited about this, Ralph. I know that we're still in the planning stages for the first show back on the 4th of January, but the very first guest lined up for the new year is the executive producer of Conveyor Belt of Love.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. The greatest reality show ever. Dudes literally will go by women on a conveyor belt. And women will either pluck the guys off they want or they'll put them back on the belt. That's what we've come to, America.
That will be right here on Monday, January 4th, 2010. Come on back for an all-new Kevin and Bean show. But don't go away because Kat Corbett's next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next. Also, she'll be playing some Muse, some Pearl Jam, Radiohead, Kings of Leon, Linkin Park, and a whole bunch more. Have a great, great Christmas, everybody. And we'll see you next year from the Kevin and Bean Show.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I hope there will be many other appearances, Miyuku Hatayama. There's no way I said that right. Hello, how are you?
Wait, who was that?
That was worst intro ever.
It was terrible.
That was A Moment with Bean.